Just 71 days until the most important election in world history. A referendum on nationalism and globalism, on the technocrats, or a free future for our people on this planet. A pro-human future, or the globalist eugenics future. We are the most banned, most hated, most demonized broadcast in the world by the establishment because we're on target, looking at their operations and fighting them hard. And quite frankly, lobbying behind the scenes directly for the people, for open, free societies, not for our own personal gain. And I've got more top law firms and groups writing up more special reports as we speak. I'm talking about former justices of major Supreme Courts, you name it. All getting in on getting the president documentation and different ways to counter big tech's censorship, which they now admit is 96% of conservative site information is filtered out. The headline is 96% of responses on Google are liberal sites. Well, that's the same thing as filtering out the majority of conservative sites or populist sites or anybody that questions what they say or what they do. And the deception is so intricate now. Remember Oliver Darcy at CNN with Stelter, headed up trying to have us deplatformed, removed, bragged about how he did it. Then you've got Senator Warner, Murphy, Wyden all saying now take off thousands of sites, get rid of all the conservatives, call them all fake news. And then Darcy came out Friday and said that Trump props up false claim that big tech is out to silence conservatives. That is the most asinine lie, as if you have no memory, such disrespect for you. Absolutely incredible, unbelievable predatory activity. Just simply amazing. Now, there's a group of reports I did last night that are so critical that I'm asking listeners that are already awake and informed and involved to go to InfoWars.com and get this text report. We'll put back on screen. Exclusive. Trump set to fire Sessions, purge deep state moles, declassify bombshell info. And then the videos selected from yesterday's live broadcast are so critical. And they break it all down and what the president needs to do and the fact that Senators Grassley and Graham, who are key Republicans, Grassley's the most respected in the Senate, hands down, for integrity, are saying, no, you can fire Sessions and maybe it needs to go ahead and happen. Because Sessions is blocking all the criminal activity of the Clintons and of Mueller and of Comey and of Obama, and they're just running wild. And it's come out that they seek to create a one-party system, make the Republican Party just a regional group with Homeland Security under the Democrats' control, federalizing elections. Obama signed this into law before he left. Trump has not yet removed it. All 50 attorney generals sent letters last year, including some Democrats, every Democrat at the state level that was in office, but all 50 state attorney generals sent letters saying, no, you will not federalize state elections. That violates the federal clause, the federalism clause, the separate but equal clause. They are coming in and saying there's no separation of powers and that they're going to run it. Well, that's what Venezuela does. So it's simply an astounding time that we are all alive right now. It is an amazing time. And I know you know all this information, but they are blacklisting us and they are deplatforming us and they are putting us into exile. They're putting us into the Phantom Zone. They're putting us out on Alcatraz or attempting to, because what we're saying is the key. I've been telling you for years, specifically, they have a plan with Senator Wyden, Warner, and Murphy to take over the entire internet and kick all conservatives and nationalists off. How did I know? It was in the Obama executive order directing the money in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act that he signed in December of 2016 and then did an order 2 weeks later. I mean, they told us exactly what they're going to do. And I'm here telling you, I've got their own battle plan. I'm not that smart.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas. Transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this Monday, the 27th day of August 2018. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I'm going to open the phones up throughout the entire 4 hours of the broadcast today. Allie Alexander is going to be co-hosting the fourth hour. Dr. Keith Moeller is going to pop in for about 30 minutes today with some very interesting findings. But I intend to take a lot of phone calls today about the state of the union, the state of the world. What should Trump do? More and more, he's moving towards firing Attorney General Sessions because Sessions, along with Rosenstein, created a new power structure outside of the president's control and outside of the Constitution by tricking the president in a housekeeping document to sign authority basically to the executive branch over to Rosenstein. And so now you've got Senators Graham and Senators Grassley and others over the weekend giving interviews, and I covered this extensively yesterday, saying, well, no, he can go ahead and get rid of the attorney general if he doesn't like the attorney general, and he can get rid of these other people, and he can basically do what he wants in the executive branch, because it's clear that Mueller's going to go after Don Jr. for nothing. And they're going to go after everybody else for taxes they didn't pay. And it's not even Trump. It's people around him. If you want to indict a ham sandwich, it's been famously said. Who said that? I forget who famously said. I think it was, if my memory serves, it was Jim Garrison, the individual investigating JFK, that it was said about. But let's look up. Who said you can indict a ham sandwich? Because it's certainly true. It's a New York State Chief Judge Saul Watcher was famously quoted by Tom Wolfe in Bonfire of the Vanities that a grand jury could indict a ham sandwich if that's what you wanted. And I guess might have been Jim Garrison requoted it because I've heard it attributed to him. But that's the point, is that there's no Russia. There's no collusion. You've got the economy coming roaring back. NASDAQ hits 8,000 for the first time as U.S. and Mexico strike a trade deal that Trump has shown is a lot better than what we had. Great again. Dow retakes 26,000 and goes past to an all-time high, while S&P 500, NASDAQ carve out records. Atlanta Fed lifts GDP growth estimate to 4.6. Last time they listed it to 4.0, it was actually 4.2. So when the estimates tend to be under, it could be 4.8 or higher when it comes out in just a month or so. Atlanta Fed lifts GDP growth estimate to 4.6 despite interest rates being raised. That is spectacular. And yeah, it's built on a bunch of fiat, but at least we're bringing real factories back. We're bringing morale back. The globalists are already going to end up going into an inflationary situation. There's an inflationary race from Venezuela to Zimbabwe to areas of Asia to areas of Europe. It's going to happen. And the dollar is still the strongest. The U.S. is still the strongest. Our bonds are still the strongest. And so we're now in this arena of inflationary warfare. And so we're never going to get out of the massive debt we have without rebuilding our infrastructure. And for the first time, some of the debt growth is starting to slow. But it's a complex issue. We're damned if we do, we damned if we don't. But at least we're getting thousands of new factories. We're rebuilding our infrastructure when the globalists made the decision not to rebuild our infrastructure. And if China has a $900 billion trade deficit, well, Trump puts a couple hundred million on them. And notice, first, they wouldn't capitulate. They're very close to capitulating. Mexico wasn't going to capitulate with their one-sided deal. It's like America cooked the dinner, and then we go to dinner with people, and we don't even get a quarter of a hamburger, and they get five hamburgers and three malts and five French fries and four onion rings. I mean, that's what this is like. So Trump's like, no, you're not going to do that. But the globalists don't like America. It was never great. It'll never be great, they say. They hope the economy crashes. Do I have to attribute who's been saying this? All of them. They can't stop it. It's their religion. And when they say, I hope we have a giant stock market crash to teach these Republicans and these people that voted for Trump. Yay, Bill Maher. Yeah. Woo. Woo. Yeah. Yay, General Flynn says that Trump's a Russian. They're all going to prison. Yeah! None of it true. America was never great. It'll never be that great. They know what they're doing. And they're trying to demoralize us. They want a nation of people that they control. And everything they do is a fraud and a lie. And so I want to open the phones up about the economy, about China, about the massive censorship that's intensified, about the 71 days of the election. Clearly, they've been selling a narrative in unison in 350 newspapers last week. Week before last, in one day, all in unison saying, you're going to get the press killed. You're calling for violence on the press, that Trump was. They then ran headlines that I said use weapons on the media. Never said it. I said, don't start a war. Be peaceful, but defend yourself if Antifa comes to your house, as they were doxing law enforcement and members of Congress. It was all clear. But they put out the hoax that violence is coming because I believe they're gearing up for a false flag against their own institutions, against their own operations. And they've certainly done it before. So we're going to discuss all these issues. Major senators signal it's time for Trump to fire Sessions. The word is he's moving towards it. He needs to fire four deep, Rosenstein, and then two below that. He needs to then move with commissions immediately on internet censorship. Sherman Antitrust Act Section 2 on Apple, Google, Facebook, all of them. And by the way, that's being geared up. He's already moved against Facebook with the Unfair Tracing, Unfair Housing Act, where they track everything you do, who you are, sexual preference, race, age, region, medical history, to then manipulate what you pay for insurance, other services through Facebook. They're selling it all. That's why when I said 6 months ago or a year ago, when that whole thing came out in England with the Analytica, I said they were publicly scraping off public stuff on Facebook. The fact that the Democrats to not let Republicans have access to names off Facebook would burn up the golden goose and chop its head off and eat it for dinner was not well thought out. And I predicted over and over again on air that Facebook going after and the Democrats going after Cambridge Analytica would bring down Facebook. You have to find those videos on somebody else's YouTube channel or on Infowars.com because they all got deleted. But it's there, and I said it hundreds and hundreds of times, and now it's happened. Democrats don't think two or three steps ahead. They just think right in front of their face like bullies. So the toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. Do you disagree with me that we're living in an incredibly epic time in our lives? No, I don't think you do. Now, separately, if you don't spread the articles, if you don't spread the videos, if you don't go to Infowars.com with this key article and four videos that are posted there detailing it all, and if you don't get it to Congress and other talk show hosts and to the president and to everybody, the buzz we've already got going to stop the censorship, the buzz that this broadcast and DrudgeReport.com together in the last 6 months put out about Apple and Google moving to China, about them censoring all the conservatives, about them shadow banning, I paid. And InfoWars paid in our reach dearly on 26 platforms because I knew we had to do it. You talk about the deplatforming, you expose how they're doing it, you get deplatformed. Well, you can't all then just shut up and hope that everything goes away. So, yes, I made the decision, not because I'm a hero, but I made the decision because it was the right thing to do to hit the barbed wire. I made the decision to go ahead and put InfoWars and everything on the chopping block. Because if we don't, we're just going to die slowly. They're already strangling us. They're strangling you. People didn't seem to notice, like the frog in the pot, that you were already 80-something percent restricted just a couple months ago. Now it's 96% for the average Republican. In major news articles, Watson's 97%. I'm 100% banned. It's like the new rating, 100% banned. You know it's the best. So they can't do it to Drudge. He's got his own website because he understood how key it was to not be living by their system. But top senators back Trump, plan to remove Sessions, ban videos, Infowars.com. Upload them to YouTube, Facebook. Get them out. Just get this out, please.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones, live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide from the Infowars.com studios.
All right, let's look at some of the headlines on Infowars.com because they're so Orwellian. Not from us, but for the people saying them. South African president, white farm seizures, not a land grab. There's video and audio of that. That's right. White farm seizures that he ran for president on, and he also, along with his deputy, talked about slitting their throats. So taking your land because you're white is not a land grab. That just broke on Infowars.com from Newswars.com. Here's another one. North Korea accuses U.S. of plotting invasion when we're trying to do a peace deal with them because they're scared of China. African migrants suspected of throwing female tourist off a cliff in Italy. It's just, this stuff breaks every 5 minutes. Again, that huge story with the videos. Top senators back Trump plan to remove Sessions. That is going to be incredible. We'll be talking about that next segment with your calls. Breaking. A major blow to ISIS in the deep state. McCain dies. New NAFTA deal announcement. And it's now been made by the president. We're going to play some of that coming up. Battle plan. This is something I need to get into. Document emerges detailing Democrat plans to crush Trump should GOP fail, going after his family, his businesses, everyone, and terrorizing them until they submit. And just because I'm a Trump supporter and prominent, believe me, I've experienced it. That's coming up. In fact, we'll cover that a little bit next segment before we go to your calls. We have another article, a snapshot of YouTube's incredible censorship of conservatives, only putting liberals and globalists on top. Jacksonville Madden shooter criticized Trump tards all over Reddit, said how dumb they were, how much he hated them, how much he loved the Democrats. And you wonder why that story's not bigger, but four dead, including him, and 11 others wounded, tragically, in a gun-free zone. It's because he's a globalist. He's a libtard. So every time it's one of them, crickets. Everything gets shut down. Now, I have not spent any time since we launched the reformulated, even stronger, even better, ultimate bone broth formula. We've not had it in 5 months, and I told them, I said, double the last order. Well, the last order before that, like a year ago, was doubled, so they quadrupled the order. So we have a big supply of it, but it is selling very, very quickly. But that's how I'm selling it, for really more than 50% off. Other leading brands that are similar, not as strong, cost $50 to $60 retail. We normally retail it at $40, but sell it for $29.95. It's $19.95. That's very close to what it cost us. Very soon, I will get rid of this special. But I wanted to spend some time not just reading from the little advertisement about what is in the bone broth. In fact, I left it in there in the podcast studio. People, bring me a keg of it, please. Thanks. Introducing Ultimate Bone Broth Formula. Chicken broth, turmeric root, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, goji berry and alfalfa herb powder, and even more. All of those are incredible. But I thought just with chicken broth, everybody knows what it does for folks with the flu. Everybody knows the wives' tales, but there's studies out on it. I thought I'd actually go over just some mainline research, bone broth benefits, your health, six common claims backed by science. What nutrients are in bone broth? Minerals, collagen, gelatin. And it's in the raw, concentrated form. And so many other key things for your skin, especially, ladies and gentlemen, especially for women, your hair, your nails, nothing's better. Continuing. Six bone broth benefits. Bone broth benefits, number one, gut health. Known for going into the gut. For example, this study showed that glycine in the gelatin can with stomach acid secretion. Studies have also been done on gelatin and glutamine, showing how they help support and regulate the mucosal lining of the intestinal wall, which could potentially aid inflammatory conditions. And then it goes into all of that. I mean, it's just take hours to go over all of this. Immune boosting powers. And there's the University of Nebraska and all that. This is just a superfood. That's what it is. Other research shows proteoglycans can stimulate the production of different types of immune cells. It's got all the links right there. Bone broth benefits 3, joint health. This study, and it links to it, done on 100 women between the ages of 40 and 70 using collagen peptides, showed a clear and significant effect on 6 months of treatment in relation to osteoarthritis. And it just goes on from there. Bone broth benefits 4, skin health. Research performed in 2014 on 69 women between the ages of 35 and 55 that the supplement with collagen, and I'm pronouncing all this wrong, found a significant improvement in skin elasticity. And again, it's all there. It's the makeup of the body. That's what the bone broth is. The joints, the bones, the marrow, all of it. And then it's mixed with super herbs and super vegetables, all concentrated. You put it in with some whey, put it in with some other stuff, put it in with some ice, some berries. It's great. A study back in 1934 found low levels of calcium in bone broths. Recent research has found low mineral levels. However, there's a lot more to the integrity of bones than just minerals. Bone is a living tissue inside a complex matrix of metabolically active connective tissues, and that's all the trace elements, trace minerals, and all these little precursors that go together. How bone broth benefits you. How to make bone broth. How to use bone broth. Go research this stuff for yourself. This isn't even from Infowars.com. This is just a page that boils it all down. And I've got stacks of this. The point is that if you think whey's good, and if you think, you know, taking some calcium pills is good, and you think all that's good, imagine concentrated bone broth where it's not like you boil down some oxtail or some chicken bones, and then, yeah, it's really, really good for you. This is way, it's hard to quantify it, stronger. There is a massive amount, and you're not just getting what's boiled off. This is done in a treatment where it doesn't get to the boiling point, so you actually keep the trace compounds that they have trouble even isolating and understanding. They just know it works really, really good. And you add that to turmeric root, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, goji berry, alfalfa herb powder, and even more together, it's incredible. So we're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas ever, offered with an even better ingredients, Ultimate Bone Broth, to help you save big on this new product and stock up. We're dropping the price to $19.95. Our previous supplier was unable to get the incredible ingredients that we needed to create it on a regular basis, this formula, while keeping the cost low. Since we wanted to make sure you got the best value possible, we've now switched to a new supplier with even more ingredients. That's why it's now the Ultimate Bone Broth Formula. Incredible ingredients include the Ultimate Bone Broth Formula, chicken broth, turmeric root, you know how great that is, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, goji berry, alfalfa herb powder, and even more. These powerful ingredients will help you get the most of your workout while supporting your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, ligaments, while also supporting the body's fight against free radicals. It's time to take advantage of these savings and check out the Ultimate Bone Broth Formula. It's the strongest out there from our research. $19.95, 100% reviews. Infowarsstore.com, InfowarsLife.com. You make it all possible. Thank you for funding the operation. A lot of other big specials, too, right now at Infowarsstore.com. Your phone calls and a ton of news straight ahead.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
When I first went on Access Television 24 years ago, I get a little tight in the chest and have a little bit of anxiety, mainly because I do it live out of the control room with a camera because I was one person doing the show. And then about 6 months later, I got a weekend radio show at a new talk station where they couldn't get any calls. They just switched from rock and roll to talk. And they were thinking about switching back because nobody was calling their local shows. But my phone lines all loaded up. And then we got ratings. And a year later, I was on weeknights. And 2 years later, I was syndicated by a small syndicator. And the reason I tell that story is only the last month, even before I got shadow banned and then totally banned, deplatformed, so authoritarian, so over the top, so scandalous for the establishment to do that, now I have a little bit of an anxiety attack on air when I'm on air. And my bronchioles actually closing up because my gut, my instincts, my spirit, my intellect, at every level, the corrupt globalist Pope who used pedophilia to get control of blackmail, even the Guardian reports, he's about to go down, set to resign, it's being reported. You've got 71 days out from the most important election ever. Trump is for real, trying to actually turn the economy back on to show you that he cares and is actually, you know, proving that the globalists did this by design. You've got the government trying to sexualize our children. And you know, because they can't get pedophilia legalized, so they can go, oh, well, it's a gender question. Let us, you know, talk to your kids about what sex they are. This is a full biological attack. The globalists said they're going to have robots completely take over all human jobs to make us obsolete. I've got articles about that right here today. It's just amazing. And meanwhile, there's all these studies out where people are having less sex and less children because all they do is play on their smartphones and watch TV. And people are depressed and they're more unhappy than ever. But don't worry, San Francisco has restaurants rolling out that are all robots. And people are fascinated with it. And it's so cool. Everything the system sells as cool is pure death. So there's just so much to cover. It's crazy. And to see the hysteria of the controlled left going after everyone. Who doesn't submit to them and bullying and attacking us. When they're not even getting power or resources out of working with the system. They're just caught in a trance as followers, complying with what they believe will actually fulfill them. Trump just renegotiated a much better deal with Mexico. Boom. He's gotten more done in less than 2 years than I could have ever imagined. And I don't want to just sit up and gush. It's the truth. Trump has now made that announcement. We're going to be playing it next hour. Dow retakes 26,000 while S&P 500 NASDAQ carve out new record highs. NASDAQ hits 8,000 for the first time as U.S. and Mexico strike trade deal. Atlanta Fed lifts GDP growth to 4.6. Remember, Paul Krugman said Obama could never get it up to 3. You'll never get it up to 3. What do you have a magic wand? In fact, can we find Trump saying, you watch, I'll get it above 3%, and then find the clip for next segment just to come in with Obama saying, what do you have, a magic wand? We should do a promo video. What do you have, a magic wand? What do you have, a magic wand? You can't have air conditioning. You can't have cars. You can't have prosperity. If you built a business, you didn't build that. America was never great. It'll never be great. Intersperse all that with it becoming great again. We were the engine of the world. There it is. If Trump thinks, please print me that. If Trump thinks he can get more than 3% economic growth, he's dreaming. As Paul Krugman said and Bloomberg said, you can't do it, and they're God. But why could China have a 10% growth rate on average for the last 30 years? But we couldn't. Amazing. So I'm going to go to your phone calls now, but the reason I have this tightness in my chest is it's my future, it's your future, it's your children's future. Our IQs are dropping, cancer's exploding, 1 in 30,000 used to have autism, now it's 1 in 58. Everywhere they adopt glyphosate, IQs drop, infertility explodes, breast cancer explodes. We're being killed, and they know full well what they're doing, and we're all in a giant experiment. That's what globalism is. In fact, guys, remind me. I meant to start the show with this today, and I just didn't do it because of all the jobs numbers and things got me excited, and I got off that. I need to announce to people the two parallel programs for society and the world that the globalists are looking at and where we're going if we don't stop them. But we've got to keep Trump in office. We've got to stop these bullies, because here's why the Republicans are getting ready to turn. The Republican establishment's getting ready to turn on the Democrats, and I detailed all of this yesterday in videos that are so incredibly important, I don't have words to describe it. And they're up on InfoWars.com in the article titled, Top Senators Back, Trump Removing Sessions. And the reason they finally do is because the Democrats, in Obama's executive orders before he left office, put a stay-behind network in the government and in the different agencies. And they state that once they remove Trump, they're going to hold new elections, have the Democrats federalize them, remove most Republicans, only keep a few for ceremonial purposes, and have a new socialist wing of the Democratic Party, a communist wing, and then the establishment wing. They've decided to go one party rule with only Republicans in a few states. And that's their admitted stated plan. And now the Republican leadership, a lot of them are establishment, they've seen that and they know how dangerous it is. And they realize the Democrats want to extinct all debate and any form of a republic, representative democracy, and have decided to go for broke. But they hide it all in doublethink. You know, the article's up on Infowars.com right now, where the South African communist president of the ANC says that, quote, seizing white farms, which has now begun, not a land grab. Well, it's the same thing here. Trump props up false claim that big tech is out to silence conservatives. Oliver Darcy, the guy that quarterbacked at CNN, deplatforming me in hundreds of articles, hundreds of appearances in the last year, everywhere saying ban them. And then I have Senator Murphy, Wyden, and Warner all saying, remove me off of the air, and then I'm only the tip of the iceberg. Remove thousands of others. That's a quote from Wyden. So a snapshot of YouTube's new search algorithm, just like with me, shows hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of The Daily Show and CNN and MSNBC all at the top. You have to go 22 deep to actually find Ann Coulter talking herself. It's people talking about her. We'll do a search of Alex Jones right now. That's what we should be doing here in InfoWars to show this. Type in Alex Jones into YouTube. It's hundreds of every negative lie and thing you can imagine. And nothing from me. Ann Coulter is on tomorrow, I should add. So, survival of our democracy depends on banning sites like InfoWars, Dem Senator says. Senator Chris Murphy calls for more Silicon Valley censorship. Survival of our democracy depends on it. So, taking people's speech, taking the most basic form of the ethos of democracy, is what's happening. You guys print me the other one about the secret plan they were circulating, now public, by Warner. So, again, this is the double thing. Ban everyone, ban more. All conservatives are now 96% shadow banned. It was announced yesterday by Google. And then they look at you and they say, it doesn't exist, it isn't happening. That's psychological warfare. That's what they think of you and your family. Your calls are only a few minutes away. Newswars.com, you can spread it by hand and nothing can stop you. Newswars.com, this is the censorship wars.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You keep saying you got something for me.
Welcome back, folks. Alex Jones here. We're on over 200 radio stations, over 400 TV stations, and over 100 cable stations. Some are little, some are big. Some are 50,000-watt AM, some are 100,000-watt FMs. But even little 1,000-watt precious stations, like folks we got in Tennessee and others, have been reaching so many people. And in this atmosphere of total censorship, you got to tell everybody, your friends, your family, your neighbors, the fight for the country's now 71 days out, and the Chi-Coms and the globalists are funding the Democrats, and they are making their move. All right, I'm going to your phone calls throughout the rest of the broadcast now today, interspersed with some of Trump's announcement earlier about the new NAFTA deal, a bunch of other clips, but I'm going to take a lot of your calls, but just be ready with your point, because you know I'll talk to you for 10 minutes and never get to the next person. I'm as bad as you are. So we're going to Pastor Sam and Jason and Adam and Ben and a bunch of others. A lot of calls coming in about InfoWars blocked at their work. InfoWars blocked at the library. Yeah, they are just really after us, folks, because we are the beta test. It's very serious because we're exposing the Antitrust Act, Sherman Antitrust Act Section 2. This is all illegal. And I've been on the phone with a lot of big law firms. They're all writing briefs to the president, top firms. The president's already gotten two of the briefings from us. I mean, even a lot of his own cabinet won't get involved in this because these people are $3 trillion companies together. And so everybody in Washington, the lobbyists, everybody are scared to advise the president right. So we're doing it. You bet. Because my children are worth it. Your children are worth it. So Pastor Sam, thanks for holding her on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call, Alex. Dave Hodges reported in the last week or two that there were Chinese troops in the Sierra Madre Mountains.
Yeah, do me a favor. Back off your phone. I don't know why phones are so bad nowadays. I can't understand you. Back off your phone.
Yes, sir. It's an international line. Can you hear me now?
Yes, Pastor Sam in Mexico. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Dave Hodges reported on the Common Sense Show in the last couple weeks that there were Chinese troops staging in the Mexican mountains called the Sierra Madre, Oriental and Occidental. It was really a shocking report, and I'm in Mexico right now, and the truth of this is far worse and far more dangerous than even he reported.
Well, sir.
Very nearly.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Very nearly, there was a candidate run for the presidency who is Chinese. Chinese nationality, and probably was born outside of China. His name is Miguel Angel Osorio Chong, and he was in charge. He was the Secretary of the Interior, which means he was in charge of all the federal police and perhaps had authority over.
Yeah, well, let me just back you up on this. They built a bunch of radio stations. One was in the news last week on the U.S. border beaming Communist Party propaganda. They own it into the United States on AM and FM radio. And it gets worse than that. I'm fully aware that China has a world domination plan that's public to export, get ready for this, 20 million men a year, mainly military age that are actually in the U.S., I mean, are actually in the Chinese military or other branches of their intelligence service. And they're sent to Africa. They're sent to Asia. But what you said is true. Mexico is one of the number one zones per capita of sending Chinese men. They then send Chinese women here to have babies so the baby becomes a U.S. citizen so they go on welfare and then send part of the money back to the Chinese government. That's even CNN reporting that. So, yes, China is using their giant population to totally exploit us.
That radio station, Alex, is an uncloaking. The Chinese are smart enough to buy a radio station and stick with Spanish language broadcasts and slowly integrate. But they are slapping America in the face by just coming out and saying, we're going to speak to the Chinese community. We're going to broadcast propaganda in your nation, something that's been illegal for decades and decades. They're uncloaking now. And the fact is, the current president-elect...
You got to back off your phone again. You got to back off your phone again.
Yes, sir. Lopez Obrador met with Dr. Morales, the leader of the auto defense, and he said something that was reported in the news, and then it's very carefully been covered up. He said, I am going to reach out for a security solution to the crime and to the drug trafficking. I'm going to reach out to the United Nations.
I understand. I got to go and get to the next caller.
Yes, sir.
Even though you're making great points. Thank you, sir. Yes, China has 98% of rare earth minerals. They have the Panama Canal. They have Panama. They are taking control of Latin America. They're taking control of Africa. This is all confirmed. They're taking control of everything. And our government has stood back and let it happen. And it strategically, you think America couldn't get half the rare earth minerals if we wanted them? It was given to them in these secret treaties. We are wide open. They own Hollywood. Every movie I tend to see has pro-communist Chinese propaganda. Yes, that is the issue. But Democrat documents have come out. I'll cover later after I take more calls. The plans on Infowars.com, their plan to take down Trump. And in the plan to take down Trump, the number one thing they say is they're going to say he's a Chinese operative. So now that we've been exposing that, the new thing's going to be Chinese. And then the Chinese are so powerful and so involved, they are involved in some of his businesses because they're involved in everything. But he's the one taking them to the woodshed. They're going to go, oh, look, he got a trademark dispute done when he got elected president in China for Trump Towers, which he already had, and Trump goods that are sold in China. So see, oh, look, he sold out to the Chinese. He got a trademark. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Meanwhile, the Clinton sold out all our missile secrets and everything else and our infrastructure. You were a great caller, sir, which is very hard for me to understand. Let's go ahead and go to another caller here. Let's go ahead and talk to Ben in Kansas. Ben, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Alex?
Yes, sir.
All right, there you are. Okay. Yeah, thanks for taking my call. And I want to talk about the censorship. What do they think is going to happen? How many whistleblowers do they think are going to come out of trying to censor the right? You know, this is not going to work. This is going to fail on their face.
I mean, but hold on. Hold on. Yeah. That's what I used to think. But see, you're operating, Ben, like, oh, it's illegal to censor and it's unconstitutional and it's a Sherman antitrust violation section 2 and it's racketeering and it's unfair trade practices and it's discriminatory and it violates campaign finance law to only let Democrats operate online, but nobody else can, which is all admitted. But they don't care. They've got Senator Wyden and Murphy on TV saying ban all conservatives. It's basically already happened. They've already done it on Google. They've already delisted everybody. They've already shadow banned. Now they're totally deplatforming 71 days out, and they don't care, and they're trying to legitimize the whole thing, and it's being quarterbacked by Senator Mark Warner. He's the one in the executive order with Senator Murphy that Obama lists to run the Stay Behind Network. So, yes, all the whistleblowers are coming out. It's the hell, they're publicly saying they're going to censor it. So what do we do now that it's admitted, Ben?
That's the question. I mean, what do we do? We have to have more. I guess we need more whistleblowers to come out with more and more serious things that they've been doing. And not just on this, on other stuff. That, and I know they're out there. So I think that's what we need.
Ben, I totally agree with you. Thanks for the call. I said I got a lot of calls. I'm going to move quick. But again, I used to think, oh, we have whistleblowers last year. They're secretly banning InfoWars and delisting it. Now it's out in the open. They're banning everybody. You understand? 96% of the Google News is liberal. They delist and push everybody to the bottom. Ann Coulter's 20 pages down. My actual videos on YouTube are 20, 30 pages. It's all lies, all attacks. It's all rigged. They don't just ban me so I can't go post stuff and have a voice. They then delist everybody else showing what I really said. This is the move, brother. It's on. And they say when the Democrats get back control, fairness doctrine shutting down talk radio. They're going to bring in all these regulations. You think they harassed churches 5 years ago under Obama? Tens of thousands of them audited, harassed, everything. They say when they get control, they're just shutting them down or they're becoming state run. My mother used to go to one of the big churches here in town that she went to when she was a kid. Used to be a good, classical liberal Methodist church. It is now total New World Order, and she finally quit it. We don't talk about Jesus. I mean, it's on. They're taking over. It's an authoritarian takeover. The leftist CIA and the globalists support authoritarian regimes all over the world. All right, I only got to two callers. And I want to do what I used to do where I can take 30, 40, 50 calls. So when we come back, I'm going to go to Jason and Adam and Ann and Brian and Matt and Elijah and Jacob and Victor and Kevin. I'm going to go to all of you. Boom, 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 boom. We've got a bunch of clips coming up with the president, part of his brief statement on NAFTA being renegotiated, being a lot better deal. Now it's got to be ratified by the Congress, so we'll get a better look at it. But if I know Trump, it's going to be a lot better than what we had. And he's trying to renegotiate all these things. Notice China had a one-sided $900 billion trade deficit. And at first they said, no, we're not doing nothing. Now they're coming to the table because we hold all the cards, but not for much longer. As long as we're a free, open country, and as long as we rebuild our nation, we can have a good future. But Hillary and others were going to close the door on the country forever. And they still could do it. We aren't out of the woods yet. Have you figured it out? We're in a much more serious position than we were 2 years ago because the fight's on.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Man, I can't help but be wound up. I mean, that's why I'm up here all weekend. My children will go to a birthday party for 2 hours. I run up here and do 2 hours videos. Or they'll go to my parents, go swim, and I go over 2 hours. I was up here twice Saturday. I was up here twice Sunday. I just can't stop coming up here because it's all unfolding. I mean, history's happening everywhere. This is insane. And we've actually got a president who's a nationalist, a pragmatist, a patriot, who's pro-Christian, He's trying to get government out of the Christianity's way. He's standing up to the Chi-Coms, and the economy's coming roaring back, and all these people are angry at him. And now the Democrats have put out new talking points. In fact, I had it. I know you guys printed it. It's on Infowars.com. Their battle plan to destroy Trump. I'll find it for the next segment. I'll go to calls now, but remind me to find that during the break. That's so many pages. Their new thing is that he's a Chinese agent. See, just like I say, we're the resistance to globalism, and then Trump wins, that now they're the resistance. These people have no creativity. And when you read the stuff, it's all about how he's a Chinese agent. Yeah, right. A Chinese agent would slap hundreds of billions of dollars of tariffs on their ass. I mean, how stupid do they think we are? The Chinese say they're in economic war with the United States, not the Chinese people. Their people are under attack by the commies. And the big sick tech companies that moved to China. I'm going to stop ranting. I'm going to go to your phone calls. It was a caller saying InfoWars was banned. I wanted to talk to them. I guess they hung up. It's all right. Let's go ahead and go to Elijah. Elijah, you're on the air. Thank you for calling. That's that old thing where they keep their radio up. So people aren't used to me taking a lot of calls. I'm going to try to get back in the swing of it here if people can do it. They can just get on the phone, talk to me. I'll talk to them. But, man, have you noticed since they got rid of landlines, cell phones are so bad? Everybody calls me on cell phones, and I can't understand them. Got on a landline, it's so nice. I still use a landline at my house a lot. Jason in Georgia, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex, can you hear me?
I sure can. Go ahead, Jason.
Hey, man, I love you, man. Love your show, everything you do.
Love you, brother.
My concern was about the midterms. Like, I'm getting increasingly nervous and worked up about it like you are. But I follow Bill Mitchell, who I love when he's on your show, and he keeps saying this slow walker hashtag. He keeps putting it out there saying that he's so confident that Jeff Sessions is there to lay the hammer down, you know, this month or next month or whatever. What are your thoughts on that? Because I really hope it's true. But I'm losing faith.
I like Bill Mitchell, and I want to get him back on the show. I think we've asked him back on the show, but he probably thinks he'll be shadow banned. So I know we've asked him on a few times, and I haven't gotten a response back, or he says he's busy. He's a really smart guy, and he's really positive, and he's been right about Trump so far. But this whole QAnon that Sessions is great and Mueller is great is a load of horse manure. I know the inside baseball. It's not true. It's delusional. And Sessions may get forced into doing his job. That'd be a good thing. But when you get Senator Grassley and Senator Graham coming out and saying, get rid of Sessions over the weekend, that's the green light that Sessions is dead at the switch. Before they say, I mean, kill Sessions, I mean, dead man, you know, not alive at the switch, asleep at the switch.
Yeah, well, I love Bill Mitchell, but, you know, he's right on a lot of things, but it's just so hard to believe him on that.
Well, I mean, look, here's what's going on. Mueller's involved in Uranium One. He's on Russian boards. He delivered uranium. Hillary's up to her eyeballs. Illegal servers, Benghazi, on and on and on. Foreign governments giving her billions of dollars. It's a joke. Obama and $84 million in laundered money, all of it. Arab Spring, on and on and on. And so I don't want to hear it. They're getting ready to go after his whole family, all this. I'm not going to sit here and stand by and just go, oh, believe in the plan, some anonymous guy on 4chan said. God bless you, Jason. I appreciate your call. That's where I stand. A lot of people say, you know, Scaramucci's like, oh, my gosh. You know, don't get rid of Sessions. It'd be a disaster. A disaster's having dereliction of duty. It's the president's duty to fire him.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Chaos is hanging around. I'm treed to the ground. Shutter from
so, ladies and gentlemen, the president has renegotiated a deal with the Mexican government on NAFTA. We're going to see the details of it once Congress has to basically agree to the changes and ratify it. We've got coming up, start of the next segment, I'm going to play some excerpts what the president had to say. That's up on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com right now. The tech companies are now announcing plans to censor all conservatives and delist them. This is total discrimination. This is the Republicans asleep at the switch with the stupid statement that, well, they're a private company. They can do what they want. Oh, all meeting in collusion to coordinate the censorship? Really? And then to go after a certain group and block them so you can steal elections? It violates so many things. And now that they've been caught, and now that Trump's moving against him and the Republicans are waking up, now CNN and others are like, no one's censoring. No one called for anyone to be restricted. Nothing's happening here. So this is quite a historical thing that's happening with the Dow retaking 26,000, while the S&P hits an all-time of 8,000. S&P and NASDAQ, NASDAQ at 8,000. S&P also hit an all-time new high. And the big number, 4.6 GDP growth. Paul Krugman of the New York Times and Obama said that it's impossible that he'd ever get it above 3%. What do you have, a magic wand? No. China had a magic wand that all the trade deals were one-sided. Mexico had a magic wand. Everybody else had a magic wand but us. No, you were there on purpose, part of globalism, suppressing us, not to build up the third world, but to literally own and run parts of companies that you sold off. So here is, famously, Obama saying, what do you got, a magic wand?
That he's going to bring all these jobs back. Well, how exactly are you going to do that? What are you going to do? There's no answer to it. He just says, well, I'm going to negotiate a better deal. Well, how exactly are you going to negotiate that? What magic wand do you have? And usually the answer is he doesn't have an answer. So.
And of course, now we're at 4.6 projected growth, 4.2 the last time official numbers came out, according to the Federal Reserve. And everybody I know, family, all over the country, some wealthy, some middle class, some working poor, say, no, things are better now. And gas prices go up too much, and Trump puts pressure on Saudi Arabia, and the media says that won't lower prices, and then they go down half a dollar in a week. Because we've got a managed economy, make no mistake. And it's a crony capitalist system for the elite. And Trump's like, why don't you give them something? They're the ones that go to golf courses. They're the ones that get their hairs cut. They're the ones that fly around on airplanes. And the globalists go, we want a post-industrial world and a collapse society that will manage the collapse. And Trump's hearing all this. This is mainline policy papers going, manage the collapse? Africans can't have cars or air conditioning? And we're teaching our kids they're going to be poor? Because all the movies show the earth dying and the elite having to kill everybody. They're just setting you up, folks. The establishment doesn't like you. They're eugenicists. And they've deployed systems to control you, and Trump doesn't like it, and he wants to release all of the restricted technologies they call disruptive. And that means disruptive to their monopolies. I'm going to go back to your calls, as I promised to. Not for lack of news, there's just so much here, but we're at a critical time. They're making their move the next 71 days. They've gone from saying they're deplatforming me, first denying that they were censoring me and shadow banning, and then now admitting it and then totally banning me off most platforms. And now they're trying to get InfoWars down and NewsWars down. Now they're trying to get our credit processors shut down. They're trying to come after everything. They literally have intelligence agencies operating through the New York Times and the Washington Post through this stay-behind network Obama set up in the John Warren Defense Authorization Act, counter-propaganda, enemy propaganda, that means the American people, and they're actually paying all these people CIA money. That's in the legislation Obama signed to go around and stalk everyone, and they're doing horrible criminal stuff, making up things, threatening people to lie about others, or they'll lie about them, to bully everyone because they've been told the U.S. government's behind you. Trump's an imposter. He's a Russian. Don't worry, he'll be out soon. And so they've gotten people on government payroll where they're giving them ID cards, everything. Trump doesn't even know about this. And I've gotten to the president. He's aware of it now. Trump's just busy going, well, if I turn the economy back on, they'll really appreciate it. If you want to look it up, Zero Hedge had it a year and a half ago when Obama signed the executive order. It's the most important thing you'll read to understand all this. And the John Warren Defense Authorization Act. It's Obama just signed into law his own Ministry of Truth. And it's all there. Countering Disinformation Propaganda Act. That's the December article. Go to the January article. Print me that one again, please. Because it's all, and it's the same senators. Warner, Wyden, and Murphy are in the bill to direct it. The Democrats direct billions of dollars in the defense budget to give to whoever they want. And it says through the CIA and Board of Governors of the FCC. And the money goes to BuzzFeed and to Media Matters and to CNN and the New York Times to have Oliver Darcy and all these people sit there in their desk lobbying to have every sponsor taken, have a shutdown and admit they are, and then using classic CIA disinfo, Darcy comes out and says, no one's taking anyone off. Trump's completely insane. I mean, they blow up all this media that's pro-America, and they shut it all down in an act of just horrible, draconian criminal activity. There's hundreds of articles looking at Darcy obsessing with shutting me off the air. And then he comes out and says, Trump's crazy. No one's censoring anybody. No, they're just censoring everybody and meeting in secret to carry it out. And it's all over the news. But Trump, the false claim, nobody's getting censored. No, no, no. And they think we're dumb. They think we're dumb animals. They think Congress is stupid. They think you're stupid. They're foaming at the mouth to take Rush Limbaugh off the air. By the way, you know why Glenn Beck went from bad, from pretty good to bad to worse about 3 years ago against Trump? He was told about this whole plan that Hillary was coming in. There's going to be censorship. It's going to be fairness doctrine. Everybody else is going to be shut down. Trump will never win. This was all being announced by Hillary back then and by the foundations. It's in the WikiLeaks. And you know what? Glenn Beck went to dinner with George Soros, I'm told. That's when he got off Soros. And, oh, yeah, you didn't know that? And Glenn Beck went to dinner with all these people, and they said, you'll be the token conservative when Trump loses, and you'll be in charge, and you'll be left alone if you play ball. He got advised by that by some of his managers that are international, and he went on that beeline to do that, to think he would lead the conservative nationalist movement in America down a rabbit hole off a cliff with, you know, pseudo-religious stuff and about being passive and the Lord's coming back, don't do anything, just take it, and Alex Jones is dangerous and Alex Jones is bad and Donald Trump's bad and of the devil and God's going to defeat him. But anybody with discernment went, man, I don't like Trump and his flamboyance and the stuff, but my spirit tells me Trump's for real. And boy, didn't the spirit turn out to be right. The spirit told me Glenn Beck is a wicked, wicked little demon. And now you see who was right, you see. Well, my spirit tells me, danger, danger, danger. Globalists incoming. Get ready. This is the big push. The enemy's about to launch all-out attacks, including physical. False flags are demonizes and shut everything down. And they're already openly killing the First Amendment everywhere by high-tech means and think you're too stupid by increment to notice it, even though it's at 96% ban right now. By Election Day, it'll be 100%.
Frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Listen, I don't want to beat a dead horse, but it's really true. There are thousands and thousands of prominent voices on talk radio, TV, in the U.S. alone, hundreds of thousands worldwide. So people kind of hear stuff and they take it with a grain of salt. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm the first show in modern U.S. history to be deplatformed off of 26 different systems in 1 week. And then to accurately predict that they would then take everybody else off after me, which they've now done. And I can't believe this isn't a bigger deal. I mean, this is crazy. I've got mainstream news here and mainstream tech sites. I covered it yesterday, where now Republican sites are dialed back 96%. Breitbart did a study 2 weeks ago with computer scientists, and major universities found they were 93% dialed back. And guess what? A bunch of other sites were as well. This is all monopoly done. The companies all meet. They had BuzzFeed reported on this on Friday. More than 20 companies met at Twitter headquarters to decide how to basically steal the election. They said how to protect the election under orders of Senator John Warner. Think about that. Oh, good news. They're deciding who'll win. Thank you. And again, they have a monopoly. 90%+ of the internet is them. They set us up. Drudge was right. The good news is we've gotten, just since this ban happened, because usually radio stations switch over to you at the new year, we've gotten more than 15 big, juicy stations just the last 3 weeks, like Sacramento and a couple others. I'm about to be announcing that tomorrow. A lot of stations to announce, a lot of new liners I have to cut. So the good news is we're exploding on talk radio and television. The bad news is they're coming for that next. They're coming for everything, ladies and gentlemen. That's why they had that hoax story that I was running in a legal radio station I never even heard of. And it was some station that hadn't operated for like a year that was a half a watt that nobody could hear. And then when I saw the people on the news, some nice lady and her husband that were anti-fluoride, I'd met him a few times. They had some little thing that went like a mile. But the Jones's studios raided by the feds. And then these people weren't even raided. They were sent a letter. And it was at their apartment complex, a little antenna. You can buy those kits online for like $100. But that's the hoax. It's how they do everything. They try to destroy evidence. When YouTube and Twitter took our tweets down. And technically Twitter makes you do it. It's like walking the plank. They go, we're going to ban you if you don't delete this. To get back into your account, delete it. I mean, it's like a joke. It's like, shoot yourself in the head and we'll let you can, you know, it's crazy. And they do it at every level. It's like I said, we're not going to charge attorney's fees in Connecticut or Texas with the Sandy Hook family suing me. I'm going to take the high road as an olive branch. They ran the headline that I sued them, which the statute isn't even a suit. When they sue you under these anti-slap laws, like in England, we have those now, if you lose, you got to pay attorney's fees. So if you even defend yourself and file back against them that you're going to answer, it kicks them into a lawsuit. It means it's a two-way lawsuit now. So that you don't have litigious lawsuits like England. You sue somebody, you're automatically sued. So they sue me. They know our lawyers go, they're going to say you sued them as a PR stunt. I go, let's head them off at the pass. Let's say we're waiving the fees. They go, no one's ever done that. I go, do it. We do it. The media says I sued the Sandy Hook. Do you understand the dedication of the media and these people to lies? The mainstream media and using people. I mean, it's next level. So I told my lawyers, I'll announce it here. I said, you can revoke that, revoke it. How's the media going to report on that? Jones had said no fees for the first time ever. No one's ever done it. We lied and said he sued them and did want the fees, but now he is getting the fees if they lose. That's going to be filed Thursday. So they won't care. They won't think you even remembered the false story 2 weeks ago. They will simply run the new one. Then I don't care. Then just do it. Lie. It's what mainstream media does. You're corporate assassins of the truth. Do it then. Let's go. Glovey wovies are offy. And see what that means. Little wuggly snugglies. Anna in Tennessee, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Welcome.
Yes, thank you. I really appreciate you taking my call. I want to tell you that you're an American hero.
No, you're an American hero. God bless you.
Thank you so much. I have a channel that was shut down because my channel is totally dedicated to InfoWars and like you, trying to red pill America and wake them up so they're not sheeple led to the slaughter. And when I broke the story about old Georgie Boar Soros being a Nazi sympathizer, they locked me out of my channel. And then I had to open a new channel, and now I have like 800 followers, and I'm shadow banned, so nobody's getting to hear any of my stuff. And I tried to start a conspiracy theory club, and when they asked me my interests, and I said the Constitution, and being a then they had to know my conservative, my political views, which I said I was a conservative, and then they said, who did I like? And I said I liked InfoWars, and then they sent me back my money and said that that voice of conservatives is not allowed on their platform. And that was so that I could link up with like-minded other conservatives.
And so what I think you're saying is you wanted to advertise on Facebook to get back on or wherever, and then they told you no. That's why Trump's suing them. They say your sexual preference, any illnesses you have, they have it all. They're watching you in their internal dashboard. Then they sell that to big companies, and they're literally spying on you and discriminating against you. And yes, the Republican Party tried to advertise on my Facebook a few months ago, and they were told, as of this date, I want to say it was something like July something, you're no longer allowed to advertise on InfoWars. So they already were getting us ready for banning. Then they ran their PR campaign with CNN, run openly out of the CIA and out of the group that Obama set up with his executive order. In fact, let's put that back on screen again. I just printed from Zero Hedge. We're just going to keep showing it and showing it and showing it. The John Warner Defense Authorization Act, and you can pull that whole thing up and see that right there for yourself. Go ahead, ma'am.
And to say, they're coming out on the news locally and everywhere else, and they're saying that people that are conspiracy theorists and people that follow Alex Jones are a threat to society and to democracy itself. And that's so frightening. I am Alex Jones. We are all Alex Jones. They are threatening us all. They're saying that to have a viewpoint that is contrary to the secret government and the shadow government's views is a danger, and that we are a threat. And so now they're mirroring their own crimes onto us and saying that to have any other viewpoint is criminal and that something has to be done about it. That's what Hillary just said in a recent convention that she was in a couple of weeks ago.
No, I know. She says ban all conservatives or, quote, American democracy will die. Ban all their opposition, shut everyone down, or they'll be destroyed. Well, because they're destroying America. They're the enemy. And keep it up. God bless you. Call C-SPAN. Call Congress. Call local talk radio. Go talk on the street. Go talk your local city council. Be even a bigger voice because they tried to silence you.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I'll have the Washington Post, the New York Times, you name it, chasing me down the street, and they'll say, Alex, one thing. Why'd you used to be anti-establishment? Now you're pro-establishment. Rick Linkletter is a big director, a friend of mine. He lives here in Texas, not a Hollywood director. And people say, you know, you put him in your movies and all this, and now he's such a pro-establishment guy. He used to be anti-establishment. That's their favorite thing. I wanted America back. I wanted a president who was president. I wanted a Congress that was Congress. I wanted state governments that were in charge. I want PTAs that are in charge. I want you in charge. I want power transferred back to you. And then whatever your politics are, what you want as a community, I respect that. I'm a libertarian. The media always acts like I'm this super right-wing guy that hates gay people and blah, blah, blah. And that it's all made up, ladies and gentlemen, just like it is with Trump. He doesn't hate Mexicans. He never said that. Do they ever show you a clip? No, it's a hoax. And look, I knew they lied before. But I've come to grips with how they lie about me because I know what I've done. I know what's happening. I see the things they do. They Photoshop things. They edit video. They edit audio. They superimpose things. And people are always saying, well, respond to it. I can't respond to 500 articles a day on average. Yeah. Sometimes 10,000. They'll take one fake article and put it in half the newspapers in the country. I'm on the news every night in Austin, some lie about me. I cannot walk down the street, okay? But everyone pointing and staring now. Before it was like every third or fourth person, oh, it's Alex Jones. Now it's mobbed. But here's the problem. My voice, what I actually say, who I am, has been cut back. And it has been some. So that I can't say who I really am, so they can misrepresent who I am, and I can't counterpunch like the president does. Yes, I can speak to you directly on AM and FM stations, and thank God for them, and TV stations and cable, and thank God to everybody around this country. Thank you. Cable systems from Chicago to Houston, from New York City to L.A., thank you. But this is a war, and my war is your war. If they can shut me down, you're next. And now you've seen it. And I'll be honest with you, I'm pretty freaked out by the fact that 3-4 weeks after I got banned everywhere, people are just now getting around and going, what happened to Alex Jones is wrong. It could happen to us. It already happened to you. But they think you have no memory. So your Facebook used to get 10,000 people when you posted, even if you were small. Now it gets 10. You've been shadow banned. You go to YouTube. They put nothing but anti-American crap on top. If you search Trump or Alex Jones or Ann Coulter or Matt Drudge, they've gone pure evil. They've chosen pure censorship. We got a special guest joining us for 15, 20 minutes. Then I'm going to go back to your calls. Toll-free number to join us is, not that we really need to give the number out, but I like to, 877-789-2539. We have a special guest on the imminent resignation of Pope Francis for the pedophile rings. Oh, remember I told you that? I said he'd be stepping down for pedophilia when Trump first got elected. We've got the inside baseball, folks. That's why they want to shut down. Out of all the media in the world. Never finished this point last segment, so I always wander off in my thoughts. Out of all the media in the world, all the voices, they wanted us shut down. And why is it? Because we got their number, folks. I know what I'm talking about. And believe me, you know how frustrating it is to know you know what you're talking about because you go off their own documents, their own white papers, their own admissions. And then everyone else kind of gets a little bit of it but doesn't get it and just thinks you're some loudmouth. Oh, yeah, right, Alex. You know what's going on. Yeah, I do. And people don't want to believe it because it's so horrific. I get it. I get it. I get it. I don't want to believe the globalist plan, but look what they're doing to us. Look what's happening in society. And then you read their own papers. They're doing it to control us. This is a modern takeover. We've got ways to fight back. We're just struggling here like you are as well. But the enemy's made their move. And Trump sees it and says, millions have been censored. It's wrong. Will not be tolerated. He's got a Justice Department totally compromised. He's fighting as hard as he can. We've got to support him. And you got to vote. And get everybody else, you got to vote. I want every Christian, every conservative, every libertarian, every God-fearing, pro-free market person to understand. You better go knock, especially in battleground states, on 500 doors. You better get out of your comfort zone, and you better go vote yourself, and you better get involved. You better ride up and down the street with your pickup truck blaring that the globalists are here, and Trump's trying to stop because it's that close. All right, we're going to go to our guest here. I want to just play a few minutes of President Trump announcing the renegotiation of NAFTA, something he promised he'd do. He got it done very, very quickly. Now it's got to get through the House and Senate. That's great. Here it is.
This has to do, they used to call it NAFTA. We're going to call it the United States-Mexico Trade Agreement. And we'll get rid of the name NAFTA. It has a bad connotation because the United States was hurt very badly by NAFTA for many years, and now it's a really good deal for both countries, and we look very much forward to it. And I believe the president is on the phone. Enrique? Yeah, you can hook him up.
Please come in.
You tell me what. How are you? It's a big thing. A lot of people waiting.
Introducing President Kenya Yeso.
Hello. Do you want to put that on this phone, please? Hello.
A little awkward is why I played it. This is what Trump normally does all day, get stuff done.
President Trump.
Thank you.
President Trump, how are you? Good morning.
Thank you, Enrique, and congratulations. That's really a fantastic thing. We've all worked very hard. You are brilliant. Representatives are sitting right in front of me, and I thought we would congratulate each other before it got out. And I know we'll have a formal news conference in the not-too-distant future.
Thank you very much, President Trump. I think this is something very positive for the United States and Mexico. And this is
the motivo de esta llamada, Presidente, es primero celebrar el entendimiento que ha habido entre los dos equipos negociadores.
And the first reason for this call, Mr. President, is first of all to celebrate the understanding we have had between both negotiating teams.
Sobre el acuerdo de NAFTA.
On NAFTA.
En este interés que ha habido desde hace ya varios meses.
This interest we have had for quite a few months now.
De renovarlo, de modernizarlo, de actualizarlo.
To renew it, to modernize it, to update it.
Y generar un marco que potencie la competitividad de Norteamérica.
And to generate a framework that will boost and potentiate productivity in North America.
Es nuestro deseo, Presidente, que ahora Canadá también pueda incorporarse a este.
All right, we're going to come back with our special guest for two segments and back to your phone calls and a special guest from Rome on the imminent resignation, many are saying, of the pedophile pope. And again, a pedophile ring used this pope and others to get control. Now all of his top officers are getting busted with children or trafficking for control. That is all coming up. That's how the globalists try to take over the Catholic Church. But I know a lot of classical Catholics who are great people. Conservative Catholics are very, very happy to see all this happening. Pope Francis, pedophile scandal, resignation tied to Trump's war on deep state. That's all coming up. But first off, something that has great import for you and your family, and quite frankly, all of our survival straight ahead. So please stay with us on the other side. And remember, they're trying to censor us to total censor war. Be ever conscious of that. When you tell people about InfoWars.com, you defeat the enemy.
He's pounded down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done?
America's turning around.
We've got a long way.
And the globalists are panicking.
Short time to get there.
The Dow at an all-time record. S&P.
Give me liberty or give me death. It's Alex Jones.
Let it all hang out.
NASDAQ at 8,000. Projected GDP 4.6. Obama said, you don't have a magic wand. It'll never go to 3%. It's incredible. Your calls are coming up next hour. Puts a special guest from the Vatican on the huge repercussions for the left worldwide and their big leftist pedo-supporting, pedo-covering-up pope. And I told you when Trump got elected that this pope would go down and that pedophiles were going to get busted. We've been proven right again. Next year's news today at InfoWars.com. Now, joining us is Dr. Keith Moeller, who's highly respected. He was a CEO and managing director of American Biotech Labs. That's a big company. Prior to his position at ABL, Keith served as director of proprietary development of three different mining companies. Keith has almost 35 years of experience working in the silver industry and holds a BS in business management, finance, international business from Brigham Young University. He's also a certified natural health practitioner and holds a doctorate in naturopathy. He has co-authored many papers on silver, and a number of which have been peer-reviewed and published. He's also co-authored a number of U.S. international silver developments and holds patents helping to pioneer new medical uses for silver. I'm not going to go over his 18 years as managing director and head of sales for ABL and all the rest of it, and the fact that he's brought to market and gotten patented and trademarked. ABL currently holds 56 patents in relation to their Silver Sol. Everybody has heard is the best technology and has more patents pending. ABL currently has more than 400 major studies and test series on products from more than 60 different government labs, universities, private institutions. ABL is one of the largest private libraries on silver information that exists today. And that's the SilverUseInstitute.com. Now, they had to pay a lot of money to get this where this was approved over the counter. And we're the only company out there that's been authorized a private label. Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel is our name for their product that sells for $40 over the counter. That's used in hospitals, you name it. Anything stronger becomes a medical device and is prescription. This is Nanotech Silver, and several of our products. The Ultimate Mouthwash, Immune Gargle has it in three different sizes. But this is even stronger than that. And believe me, with all of the resistant bacteria and all the rest of it, everyone knows to have different things in your arsenal is critical. Well, this is the next level. It's available discounted for $29.95, and that supports our broadcast at InfoWarsStore.com. But I've been wanting to get him on for months. He's been busy, but he's able to come on today for just a few segments and get into why this is such a game changer, why it's patented, why it's the best, why... Because I remember folks like you talking about this. I know who you were 15 years ago and, oh, silver. But now you go into a CVS or whatever, you see a bunch of stuff for 20, 30, 40 bucks that isn't even as strong as this, or you'll see your brand, but we just have a different name for it. So again, this is next level. And, you know, part of the cost in it was actually going through, obviously, all the approval and years to get this approved to be over the counter and be able to make all the claims you could make. So that really makes the establishment mad because they love to, you know, say, if I say you need vitamin C, they say that's snake oil. Or if I say humans need oxygen, they go, that's not true. You do need oxygen, folks. You'll die without it. Please don't try to put a tourniquet around your neck. But this stuff, silver, what it does. Doctor, thanks for joining us. And let's just give people the highlights of this amazing development.
Okay. And, Alex, it's a pleasure to be with you. I think the biggest part about this is we need to have people prepared. We need to have people be able to have a first line of defense that's in their house right now. You have I was on the CDC website, and it said that 33% of the population of the U.S., that's two out of every three people you're looking at, carry Staph aureus bacteria in their nose. Two out of every 100 actually carry MRSA, which is a methicillin-resistant staph. Now, what you're talking about is a bacteria that actually kills more people than AIDS. There's an article out, more U.S. deaths from MRSA than AIDS, that's out from the WebMD. And they talk about the fact that MRSA is now killing more people than AIDS. And what you're talking about is something that you need in your house to be able to protect your family. And so what we did is we worked really hard, did mass amounts of research, and we found that our gel, your gel, as a first line of defense is amazing. If you put that on a wound, it will actually put an invisible cover on that wound that will last up to 3 days. And it will kill MRSA and regular staph, E. coli, Candida, Aspergillus niger in minutes. So the big deal here is that you can have a kid that gets a scratch on a soccer field and ends up dead or ends up losing a leg because they got a MRSA, a methicillin-resistant staph bacteria, from that soccer field. It's happening in schools, in workout gyms, in the office, on handrails, on telephones, in subways. And this gel that you have access to is the first line of defense for everybody to be able to just gel up and not have to worry about that bacteria and all the other bacteria. The cool part is crap happens. You gel it up, and you don't worry about it because we have heal rates of about half the normal time, and you actually have something now in your house where you can easily take care of it. You know, it talks about the fact that MRSA is now in schools, and I was reading on the CDC, and it says students with MRSA should not be excluded from attending schools or from activities as long as there isn't, like, pus coming out.
Well, let me ask you this question, Doctor. Let's get into it, because my dad, you know, is a chemist and oral surgeon and a lot of other things, and he just has been raving about this for years. We're glad to have it in the mouthwash, the immune gargle, you name it, because almost no one else has it. But all across the industry, the particular technology that your company has developed, Silver Sol, is recognized as the strongest and the best. How is it different? Because you talk about it topically beforehand, but I'd also think about once something happens, too, you could use it then. But I think the key is it's super strong and it lasts a long time. Because explain why the Super Silver Wound Gel Dressing from InfoWarsLife.com that we've private labeled from your top of the line, your top-selling product nationwide, why is it so special?
Well, I think one of the big things is that almost anything that will kill these really heinous bacteria, it really, most of them will kill you. And this gel, if it goes on your skin, will make it incredibly soft in like 2 minutes, which is why women love it. They just put it on because it makes their skin incredibly soft. But more importantly, that protection level, the covering that goes on there is huge. Now, we were trying to make ionic forms of silver stable. And what we ended up doing is we ended up actually inventing and then later being able to patent a new type of silver. Now, this silver, we actually make claims on the label that it is more effective or as effective as products up to 3,000 ppm silver. So our 24 ppm in head-to-head tests against products that were 3,000 ppm silver, we slaughtered it.
Now, let's explain what that means, because let's explain, because when I've read the super medical grade of this prescription that hospitals now use, scoffed at it 20 years ago, now it's their front line of defense because it works, is toxic, but you guys have learned how to nano a silver that's not as toxic at a lower level that works even better. So this is why you're the number one seller in the country now. Explain this.
Okay, so our silver is actually not metabolized. So when you drink it in the liquid, in the breath spray, or when it's used in the gel, it goes into your system, it does what it's supposed to, and it washes out within 24 hours. We actually have three human ingestion studies, which are IRB board controlled, means internal review board controlled, and published and peer-reviewed in PubMed. And those are like the highest type of quality science you can get. But these studies show that our particle goes into your body, washes out in 24 hours with no negative effect on any system in your body.
And many of the others do. Many of the others do bioaccumulate.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All of them. All of them actually accumulate to a certain level. And most of them are pretty safe, but they can build up over time and cause what's called argyria, which means the blue man effect.
Sure, like the one guy drank hundreds of bottles of it as a joke and turned blue. So again, this is the safest, best, strongest without a prescription. But what I was reading is what you were saying is, doctor, is that this stuff's, from your research, and you've done the studies, better than even the so-called medical grade.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we actually have this same stuff in hospitals on prescription. And we have it as an over-the-counter OTC, and it is classified as a device. But we also have it in all these other forms. And the important part is that the over-the-counter, which is what you have available to your people, is so strong that it has direct claims on killing MRSA. Almost nothing you have will kill MRSA, and this stuff will kill it in minutes.
Now, I was about to say, no one can really say this, and it's a whole bunch of other stuff. Believe me, I have stockpiled it because the number one thing threatening us is automobile accidents and flesh-eating bacteria, folks, and you need to get this product.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. To you from the former United States of America, from deep in the heart of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
This is really important information. You know the old wives' tales about silver bullets for werewolves, but in reality, the elite ate off silver plates because they knew it was associated with being more healthy. They put silver dollars in big things of buttermilk or milk that wanted to last longer back in frontier days because of its known antibiotic use. But then I set out to get the very best healthy types of good silver in our immune gargle mouthwashes, in our other systems like the mouthwash. And so that's what we've done here with the Super Blue products at InfoWarsLife.com. But I wanted to get Dr. Keith Moeller on because let me explain something. Like you said, they sell the stuff that's in all the hospitals, because I guess they want it even stronger. But he's saying the over-the-counter stuff is just as good or better. And it's, what, 24, they're 30-something. and it's super silver. We're able to discount it because we private label it at InfoWarsStore.com. It's been FDA approved to be over the counter, and so that's a big deal, and it's key in this arsenal. So in the time we have left, I want to thank you for coming on, Doctor, and just get more into why this is so important. Because it says it kills outdoor and odor causing bacteria and yeast. It goes after molds. I mean, it goes after a whole bunch of stuff. And you're saying there's no reviews yet because we just started selling it. Well, that's a 5-pack. Let's show the single pack. I think there should be some reviews for that now. When you're sitting there looking at all of this, yeah, there it is. 92% reviews, 12 reviews. We just started selling it about a month ago. When you look at this, I mean, is this mainly something you put on your hands before you go out as a shield? Or is this something you can put on once you have the scratch or whatever?
Well, what you have is you have one of the only products in the U.S. that can, like, make a direct claim on mitigation of a sunburn. You can put it on a bug bite, and it'll stop the itch in about probably 3 or 4 minutes. You can put it on things like cuts. You can put it on any type of burn. I had a little girl that was 2 years old that put her hand on a stove. And she had a severe burn on her hand, a second-degree burn. The whole hand blistered. And we donated products to the parents so that they could just use it because they didn't have what they needed at that time. Anyway, so I sent them the stuff. And in 28 days, instead of having skin grafts and all the stuff, we were able to help this little girl regrow all the tissue. And it wasn't the shiny, striated scar tissue. It was nice, pink tissue. And I thought, man, what a blessing to have something that you have in your house right now you can use. You don't have to go to the doctor to get this. But for all of the stuff that happens, I mean, crap happens. You're going to get scraped. You're going to get caught.
Let me ask you two quick questions. I want to have you back for a full 30 minutes soon. I appreciate you coming on. Why were hospitals and the medical system putting their noses up 20 years ago at silver? Now it's all the rage. They admit it's the best thing ever. A, why is that happening? And then B, why are we seeing bacteria getting more virulent? Is it the overuse of antibiotics?
Yeah, so hospitals last year had 94,000 life-threatening infections that were caused in the hospitals, and they had no antibiotics that would work against them. That's why they're going back to the silver products, because our silver is proven to kill those. I mean, the two most heinous bugs are methicillin-resistant staph and one called VRE. And VRE is vancomycin-resistant Enterococcus faecalis. Nobody wants to say it, but it will kill you. And so the cool part is this gel kills it in minutes. So you don't have to worry about your kid getting an amputation on a wound, or you don't have to have, a funeral for somebody you love.
And the bottom line is you guys did years and years and years and years and years and years and years of dozens of peer-reviewed studies, and you finally found out the perfect silver, the most effective, and it's available at InfoWarsStore.com, and you helped save the country and defeat the globalist. A 360 win. Everybody needs this in their arsenal. Everybody needs this for their children. Everybody needs this for themselves. Especially if you work in a hospital, wherever. Super silver wound dressing gel at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. Dr. Keith Muller, God bless you. We'll talk to you again soon. Great job.
We've got it. We've got it. The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, the economy's coming back at a roaring 4.6 rate. Stock market's breaking all-time highs because America's open for business again. Pedo Pope set to resign. The globalists are trying to steal the midterms, and they're censoring conservatives across the board. I'm right again. I was the first domino. Wasn't hard to figure that out, folks. That's what's frustrating. This is outrageously criminal. The president's saying he's about to act. He's taking some action. We need maximum pressure on Congress, maximum pressure on the White House, maximum pressure. Forget big tech. They think you're done. They're committed to stealing this election. They're going to have to be dealt with politically. I got to add that at the end of everything. Or they say, I mean, violence. It's unbelievable. They're such liars. Let's go ahead and go to Greg in Utah, then we'll go to Nick in Florida and others. Greg, thanks for holding it on the air.
Mr. Alex Jones, how are you doing today?
Man, I'm living in the middle of history. I'm not really worried about myself now. I'm worried about the whole country. I mean, I knew they'd start censoring, but almost all conservatives are either banned or shadow banned now. This is unbelievable.
Well, we got bigger problems on our hands. Jerome Corsi was doxxed last night.
And for folks that don't know what dox means, I guess let's get him on. You mean somebody gave out his address?
Yes, his whole address, his phone number, everything.
Well, there's a lot of that stuff going on.
Yeah, I know, and I know who did it. And not only that, but I did a whole entire report on Robert Mueller under Operation Exposure.
Well, you're being a little bit cryptic here. It said you called in about Dorsey and Twitter. You want to get into that?
I said Jerome Corsi. I apologize.
It's all right. We don't take a lot of calls anymore. We're trying to get back into it. It's going to take everybody working together. I appreciate your call, Greg. You know, I remember I used to take calls, and, like, callers were on topic. They had points to make. And I'm not mad. It's just these are just kind of like, phew. Now, if I say one subject and I say military, they're all great callers. Or, you know, whatever. But this is great today, but it's a little bit of a train wreck. Nick in Florida. Nick, you're on the air. Go ahead. All right. Well, contact that caller. This is just the way my phone system works. Thank you, Nick. We'll say bye-bye to you now. Okay, let's go to another caller here. I'm just going to go at the top here. Okay, we're not taking Nick now. Nick's gone. In a minute or two, I'm going to go to Jacob. Okay, in fact, let's flush all the calls. Kill the phone lines. Kill them. We're going to kill the lines. Just kill the lines. Because I'm not mad at anybody, but this is getting weird, man. It's like sometimes the calls are the very best in the universe on this show, and then other times it's like their name's wrong, the subject's not clear, the phones don't sound good, they're not, you know, it's like they're having a private conversation with me and I've got to figure out myself what they're talking about. There's total censorship coming down, world government, they're trying to implode the economy, all this stuff's happening. I love all of you to death. I'm asking, what do you think is going to happen in the next 71 days? You think they're going to stage a false flag? They're certainly hyping that we're all calling for violence when we're not. What do you think of Grassley? Very respected, and other big Republicans saying that Trump should remove Sessions. Where do you think all this is going? Here's the toll-free number. If you can call back in, that's great. But so I know you're reset, and I know you're there, and I know you're ready to talk. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. On that big raft of topics. That's a lot of topics. And I want to think, you know, that you've got something you want to say about those things. The calls I can't take are, and I'm not mad at anybody, is this happened to somebody. I know who did it. And then they just kind of pause. And I'm just like, that's what goes on. And I'm not mad at anybody. I'm just like, there's so much going on. What are we going to do about the Democrats censoring everybody? What are we going to do about them totally shutting down freedom on the internet and moving to China and Apple and Google helping round up political dissidents? That's outrageous. What are we going to do about top Democrats everywhere saying they're going to censor everybody's free speech now and shut down talk radio? It's all being announced. I mean, it just absolutely panics me that this is going on. And in fact, here's the subject. Listeners, what should we do about the internet censorship and big tech? What should President Trump do? You know, I've sent off antitrust letters. I've sent off all sorts of stuff. I got law firms ready to file lawsuits for free. But I realize that'll take time. It needs to be the president with executive orders and action and calling these groups out. And Congress has to show and act like they know what's going on. The Democrats know America's awake. The deep state knows they've committed all these crimes. They want to bring in an authoritarianism. It's here. It's do or die for the country. We've got a real president that means well and is really trying to actually restart the economy. He's betting on you. He believes that if he restarts the economy, anyways, getting back to what I was saying, ladies and gentlemen, is that we have to get out of the trance. Most people are in a trance, watching TV on their smartphones all day. Most people are real passive. They barely can talk. And we've gotten in this mode now where people need to wake up. You know why I've been taken off all these platforms? Because I'm saying, wake up. And they wanted to take me off first so people would just think, oh, it's just Alex Jones. So let's take a phone call. I'm going to take a phone call from a man named Chris. And I'm going to go to Chris right now. Chris, where are you calling from and what do you want to talk about?
Am I on?
God almighty, you are, brother. Your name is Chris. Sorry, where are you calling from? Jesus!
I'm calling from Washington. I'm calling from Washington, brother.
Please, please, just one caller, one time.
Okay, so internet censorship, please. Don't get upset with
me. Go ahead. No, I love you. Just please, go ahead.
Okay, so censorship. I've been getting censored. You've been getting censored. Everybody's been getting censored horribly. I went down to Maria Cantwell, where Cory Booker's event was at last night here in Tacoma. And I thought for sure it was going to censor me from going live, but they definitely censored me from going into the event after I paid for a ticket and everything. And I did live stream and I got kicked out. But yeah, it was ridiculous. I don't know how they basically doxed me or if they looked on social media and seen that I said I was going to go to that. But yeah, I definitely got kicked out.
Well, it's so awesome to hear your clean phone and you have a great point to make. And I apologize. I'm just been getting irritated with this phone system or the 20-second lag time it's got or whatever. I'm going to get an old-fashioned phone system for myself in here where I'll see the calls and then I can take them because I know it's this digital thing and I don't like it. That's why I don't take calls. It drives me crazy. I mean, I used to be good at taking calls decades ago when I had my own phone systems to do it myself, and I love the crew. I just don't know what's going on, and I can't handle it. It's torture for me to do this because I don't know when there's going to be a caller there. I don't know if they're going to hear me. It's almost always a train wreck, and it's horrible because the callers are such a good part of the show, you know? They're such an important part. But you're absolutely right, sir. They take everybody and run you through a database with data mining off your name when you go to Democrat events to make sure they rigged those town halls. They wouldn't let the conservative kids in after Parkland. They gave everybody else questions that they were supposed to ask. So what was it like for you to see that? Well, at least you went out there and stood up and live streamed and you got the truth out. Tell us what happened.
So I got there, they checked my bag and I had, I had like a selfie stick in there and a little tripod, just a little mini table one. And I was just going to catch some of the footage and try and find a good time to say something. You know, I eventually obviously was going to get kicked out anyways. I mean, that was probably ultimately not the point, but I knew what had happened because I was going to, say something, not anything too crazy. But the bottom line is, you got Cory Booker, race baiter there, and Maria Cantwell, who a lot of people may not have heard of much. So they checked the bag before I went upstairs and no big deal. And I went up there and I found out I need to get in line to register or whatever. So I went over there and stood in this big old long line. And then I had to move down to another one after I went through that line to a guy that had a computer. And he had to look at my ticket because I literally bought it like 2 hours earlier. I was like, okay, I got to buy a ticket. I got to be able to go in, you know. And after he looked me up on that and handed me my table assignment, and I had a little card in my hand, it said table 50. As soon as I turned around, they were like, sir, what'd you do with your bag? I'm like, okay, I set it down in the ballroom there or whatnot. And so we went in there and got, get your bag, sir. So I went and got my bag, and I'm following him, I'm lagging behind, and I got two beers in one arm that I just bought.
All right, I hear you.
Live, raw, and unfiltered. It's the Alex Jones Show.
All right, your phone calls are coming up next segment. And if I blew up earlier, it's not at the callers. I'm going to be honest. I'm really stressed out. Not about them censoring me and all the lies. It's that the country is in deep trouble. It's coming back from the dead, but they're trying to throw the president out. They're preparing false flags. Trump's got to move against Sessions. You've got this evil pope that Leo Zagami predicted 5 years before he was pope would be pope, that used pedophilia to blackmail him in. I've been to Rome, met with Zagami. Zagami has been up, working at the highest levels with Berlusconi and others, and he's really the preeminent expert on this. And the word is, they're saying he may resign any time. He's tried the consolidation of the Catholic Church. He tried to kick the real Christians and Catholics out. I'm not here to demonize the Catholic Church. It's done a lot of good things and pro-life, pro-family and things. But this new guy is a globalist pope. And so with all of the pedophilia that's come out with all these top people covering it up, I want to talk about what Leo Zagami, joining us from Rome, thinks is about to be breaking next and happening next. Because nobody's got their pulse on it like Leo Zagami. Leo Zagami, thanks for coming on.
Hello, Alex. It's good to be back with you, even if in this age of censorship that is clearly manifesting because they want to shut us down and they don't want us to talk about these things. And one of the main topics, of course, of the moment is Pope Francis and the fact that he knew all along his papacy about Cardinal McCarrick and about many other scandals, but especially the fact that he's now being accused by Vigano, who is a top Vatican figure, who was at the highest levels of the Vatican and who was also the ambassador for the Vatican in Washington for a long time. It's an unprecedented thing that might push really the Pope this time to resign. And we here at InfoWars, as you know, Alex, were the first ones to talk about resignation of the Pope. And now there is also another situation that is unfolding because they are trying with pushing pressure both on Donald J. Trump on your side of the ocean and on Salvini, our interior minister, with this new affair of this ship, the Diciotti ship with these immigrants, that finally yesterday the Vatican basically forced the Italian government to accept. In exchange, they picked up 100 of these immigrants. There were 177 on this ship, illegal immigrants, of course, that are now being taken care of by the Pope himself in a place called Rocca di Papa here near Rome. He took 100 of these refugees because, of course, he wants to make the part of the good person against the Interior Minister Salvini, who is instead being indicted, actually. He's being accused of keeping hostage on the ship these immigrants. So now the Pope is coming back from Ireland, where he attended his world meeting of families, where he just spent all his time apologizing on the scandals of pedophilia. And after this pedophilia scandals also that came out with the grand jury of Pennsylvania and with this report, which is also totally unprecedented because we have details about things that are truly shocking about what the clergy did and did not. But Vigano, this figure who is a top figure in the Vatican, who is accusing the Pope, he said that even Donald Wuhl and others in the U.S. Catholic Church knew all along that McCarrick was a pedophile. And actually, Pope Ratzinger himself has already denounced him because and had limited, before the arrival of Pope Francis, Cardinal McCarrick, and limited even the places where he could go. He couldn't actually go out of his seminary. So when Pope Francis arrived instead, they reinstalled McCarrick.
Let's be clear. The previous Pope had him on house arrest, but then the new Pope comes in and erases all this. His deputy's been busted in a secret trial over hundreds of traffic boys. Let's get to the bottom line. Do you think the Pope is about to resign, A, and B, explain to people how these pedophile networks work? Because if you're talking 301 priests in Pennsylvania, that's most of the priests, admitting they were raping little kids. I mean, that means chances are, if you're looking at five Catholic priests, two or three of them are pedophiles now. And again, it's other major institutions. It's public schools. It's colleges. It's Protestant groups. It's the liberals, the left. If I criticize the LGBTP community, I add the pedophile thing on the end because now NAMBLA is part of that and they promote it. I'm now anti-gay if I say don't have access to kids, don't sexualize kids. I don't care if it's heterosexual, homosexual. Don't go into schools and talk about sex with kids when they're 5 years old. I mean, clearly there's an obsession in this global cult with children. Who runs it? Who is it? Because it's all being exposed.
The Vatican has definitely been at the highest level of this global pedophile network that now Donald J. Trump is really busting and fighting in an unprecedented way. So we are happy what is going on because Trump is forcing the Catholic Church in a corner now. and the Pope might even resign. But at the moment, Raymond Burke is very close to Vigano, and both of them, as you know, Cardinal Burke, Raymond Burke, is also very close to Donald J. Trump. So there is a direct involvement here of Trump in this Vatican affair, because...
Let's be clear. Clearly, this is a sign of a deep state war, that from Brazil to the U.S. to Italy to Australia, they're busting these people. And we said that would happen. That's what my sources said. Trump and others, also patriots in Europe, are moving against this network.
Well, yeah, sure. They are moving against this network. We have even nuns now that got arrested. Even a 93-year-old nun in Scotland is investigated because of molesting children and making them eat their own vomit and participating to satanic rituals with nuns. And this is happening in Scotland just now. So it's not only happening with priests or with cardinal bishops, it's happening also with nuns. So the Catholic Church is definitely has a problem, because it's at the top of this hierarchy of pedophiles. Of course, we have also Anglicans, we have various Protestant churches involved. But the fact is that on top of this pedophile network, we have, of course, the royal families, the elite of the world.
I wanted to go next, because I'm not giving the Catholic Church a pass. As you said, they're at the top of it. It's just that we can't limit it to that. It's this giant subterranean thing that's now being pushed, and it's and I've studied it. It's a form of psychic vampirism, whereas, you know, it's not just sex with them. Sometimes they kill the children, eat the pituitary, drink the blood after they've been terrified. It goes back to the old Middle Ages and the black magic rituals, the things that were done that we know of. This is really going on.
Yes, and I mean, now it's coming out, because also in the grand jury report that was published in Pennsylvania, it's all over the place, the satanic practices of this priest. I mean, to sodomize a child made to kneel down with a 7-inch crucifix, or acting satanic rituals around him where they exchange this child amongst priests. I mean, this is a sick and deviant church. It's actually a satanic church. And so we need...
Let's come back and do five more minutes, than I promised the calls, but this is the key. Hiding in plain view in the Pennsylvania papers, and the indictment is, and then they'd make them read out of the Bible while they had sex with them. Then they do this with crosses, then they do that with blood. They're doing satanic rituals in pentagrams in the church. This is what Satanists do. It's called blasphemy, and the Satanists have taken over the Catholic Church.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I want to explain something before we go back to Leo Zagami and then take your phone calls, and I appreciate everybody calling in. I grew up reading a lot of history books just because my parents were into history. My mom had a degree in history, and they didn't let us have a lot of television. And I learned about how ancient cultures operated, and that every ancient culture had child sacrifice at one time or another during their decline periods. And then, as we're getting into politics, like 26 years ago, a couple years before I got on air, I would talk to people that had been in military intelligence and wealthy people and you name it, and they'd say, no, at the top, it's all a cult. And I'm like, you know, that's funny. When I went to a few years of high school in Dallas, then I came down here, didn't see any occult stuff. But in Dallas, we lived in the richest county in Texas. And, you know, we were poor folks compared to the billionaires that lived out there. And, man, you'd scratch the paint on something, it'd be a satanic operation or Luciferian sex cult, you name it. And I was never involved in it, but I certainly ran into it. And I certainly saw stuff you'd only think you'd see in movies. People out in the middle of a field at night, you know, in black robes, you know, having sex with a woman up on an altar. I mean, I've seen stuff like that with these two eyeballs, okay? And that's what goes on. And if you look at the Catholic Church and all this, it's been, whenever it happened, totally taken over by this. And it's a fact, and it's back, and they use it for control. It's the currency of the realm. And if you read what went on at Penn State, and with the priests, and not just the college. They had houses where they took disadvantaged children that had already been raped before, and then they would take them for celebrities to come visit with them and help them with their problem. And the truth was they were just child sex slaves. And that's all come out. And I mean, and that's why I said Mueller covered up for Jeffrey Epstein on Alita Express, hundreds of flights with politicians and people on it, everybody from Kevin Spacey to, you know, folks like the monster Harvey Weinstein, with underage boys, girls, you name it. And that's what they do. Bill Clinton, 26 flights we know of. Secret Service says it's over the top bad. And the average person goes, that can't be real. That's because you're not demon possessed or whatever it is. Whatever's in these people wants to hurt innocence. They are sucking energy. They believe defiling the child, taking their innocence, doing this to them, they give energy and they're sucking energy. It's a form of vampirism. Now, whether you believe in that or not, when it gets to the British royal family level, this is documented, they kill kids and eat their pituitaries. The Queen of England and her mother get whole blood transfusions from children. That's in the news. They say, oh, certain families volunteer their kids give the blood for the Queen Mother. And then you can't make it up. They're the House of Dracula. Prince Charles just moved back there half the year. They're the direct bloodline of the Austrian-Hungarian Empire. They're not even German royalty. So finishing up, Leo, I appreciate you coming on. You talk about this. We're not just being sensational. And this is what they don't want us talking about on air. This is one of the things I've been told. Not just the pedophilia, but what's below that is the torture and the killing of children. We know they've caught them all over Europe. The judges, the politicians, they have found whole torture dungeons with a bunch of dead babies, toddlers in cages, and it all just gets quieted down. And finally, there's a move in the world against this, and when you see CNN and others make fun of me and say Jones claims there's pedophile rings, then when they're being busted, think about it. They're defending that. These people will do anything, and I'll tell you right now, when you look at these people, don't put anybody on screen. Let people figure it out themselves. When you look at a lot of people, especially CNN or MSNBC, and these people are in the cult, like James Gunn, in the cult, folks. And again, a lot of them are just procurers. A lot of them are just aware of it. A lot of them are around while it's going on. And they celebrate the upper caste, that the vampires, the Draculas. The Renfields celebrate Dracula. And that's, I give the analogy of that because that's what Bram Stoker was giving the allegory of. 5 minutes left. I really appreciate your work, Leo Zagami. We'll put your website up on screen. Tell people about your books. That's leozagami.com. But just, I mean, am I accurate in this? Because you've been in the P2 Lodge. You've been in the secret societies. You know, you've been in it all over there. I've been in the Vatican with you. Obviously, I mean, you've been an insider and you've gone public against it as a Christian. But at the end of the day, is not the world cult a group of spiritual vampires?
Absolutely, spiritual and energetic vampires. We really need Alex to support Archbishop Carlo Maria Viganò, who has made this bold move with this 11-page statement to ask the resignation of Pope Francis. We really need to support him because behind him, of course, there is also Trump, but there's also all those Catholics that are fed up with a religion which is being disfigured, manipulated by Pope Francis, and that is evidently and obviously corrupted by pedophilia left, right, and center, and Pope Francis knew it. Now, it's the first time, Alex, that the Pope got actually cornered and on the plane coming back from Dublin. He said, well, I have read the accusations of Carlo Maria Viganò. You make your own decisions about it. I will not say anything more. Now, this is a very unusual statement. He was actually admitting that the accusation is true, but then he invited the journalists to make their own decision. Well, everybody here in Italy and around the world is demanding for the Pope's resignation, and this time it's because of a direct involvement with the cover-up of a case of pedophilia. So, I mean, we can't make this up. This is truth. And of course, they wanted us off the major social networks. They wanted us censored before all this was coming out into light. And that's why they want to get Donald J. Trump out of the way, and they want to impeach him with all this rubbish and Mueller and all this investigation. This is the point of it all is that the Jesuits have always commanded in the United States of America. And if now, for example, only in one state, in Minnesota, in St. Louis, I really can't say more, Alex. I'm just so disappointed that the major media are not now are siding against Carlo Maria Viganò. They are saying that this guy is not serious. Here in Italy, they are saying, of course, they are downplaying the accusation. So we need instead to say Archbishop Carlo Maria Viganò is a hero because he's the first.
Let's be clear. They're criticizing in the media bishops and people that say, no, the pedophilia is real. It needs to stop. So that shows you who's on what side.
Absolutely, absolutely. And as I said, this is also a case, is the beginning that could become also impossible for the Catholic Church to manage future payments all across the United States of America. Because if they start giving 500 million here, 500 million in another state, and a billion here and a billion there, in the end, the Catholic Church will have to sell all their belongings, everything they have in the United States, and close down the whole thing. I mean, this is the level that we are living.
But they can't help it because these psychic energetic vampires, they must feed. And what percentage would you say of the hierarchy of the church are actually raping children?
I think that 70%, 70% children. Then, of course, you have a lot of homosexuals that are not necessarily pedophiles. But I think that we are well over 50%.
Sure, they use that as the first level of compromise. That's why I'm not against anybody that's gay or whatever. But then the LGBTP community for pedophile community, and I'm not saying the whole LGBT is like that, but now the ones that attack me when I talk about pedophilia say, you're being anti-gay because they're sexualizing kids. I'm like, whoa, this is all going to come out. So, you know, it's amazing to see how if you stand up against pedophilia, you get the LGBT community coming after you and lying about you, and it's very upsetting.
Well, we can see that James Martin, this Jesuit, who is a prominent also defender of the LGBT community, was authorized to talk in Ireland for the World Meeting of Families. So, I mean, this today, Alex.
Oh, absolutely. And these people just procuring children for rape as young as 2 years of age. Thank you, Leo Zagami, leozagami.com. We'll talk to you again soon as this unfolds. Phone call's 3 minutes away. Stay with us. PSA this weekend when I was watching one of the clips of Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone last week on the War Room that I'd missed. Something that the White House had put out that was very, very touching. And the name of the video is at whitehouse.gov, but the name is that I got separated from my family forever. And that's because you've got Pocahontas and you've got the talk show host on MSNBC and CNN saying, big deal. You got this woman killed by an illegal alien, or this lady shot in the back, or this woman kidnapped, or, you know, there's a lot of crime coming up out of Latin America and other parts of the world. A lot of people fleeing justice. You know, the real problem's kids being separated from their parents. Something started decades ago. Most of these kids show up unaccountable without adults. You don't just throw them in general population. In fact, it was actually the ACLU 20 years ago that got it where they started splitting them up because some of the kids were being sexually abused. But the media knows how to lie, and they know how to manipulate. And still, people walk to me on the street, and they go, how dare you? And I'm always fumbling for my phone to shoot video, and they're like, I'm like, what have I done wrong? They go, well, you're mean to Sandy Hook, and you're mean to the kids at the border. And just none of it's true. And so they just come back with that like that's what they're for. But the Democrats want to be able to abort you before you get born. Then once you get born, they want you on as much Prozac and Ritalin and aspartame and GMO and MSG and fluoride as they can. And it's just a sick group of people. So here's that piece that the White House put out I thought was important to play. Here it is.
We were permanently separated, not just for a week or a month.
I was at home when I got the phone call from the hospital.
He was hit head on by a repeat illegal alien criminal.
Known gang member came in the back and he fired the gun and struck my son in the arm.
Trying to get away, he drove over my son's body. He backed up, driving over him a second time.
Rear-ended his estimated 62 mile an hour.
He strangled him and would let him go to see if he was breathing. Strangled him over and over and over until death.
And he dragged Matthew a quarter of a mile to his death.
He rear-ended her, killing her.
He went to a field and put Josh out and put the gasoline on him and lit him on fire.
Previously deported about a year and a half to 2 years before.
This man wasn't supposed to be here.
My separation is permanent.
Our separation is permanent.
And it's great to see something like that put out by the White House personalizing what's happening, because the idea that citizens can get killed, tortured, murdered, and that's okay, and that MS-13 does satanic rituals, look it up, they call it gang rituals, where they torture little girls and little boys to get power from Diablo, El Diablo. And then Nancy Pelosi says they're God's children and all this insanity. You feel that the devil is helping you, MS-13. When you do these bad, horrible things, it's an energy. It's a vampirism. And we have legends for what's happened in every culture. The Greeks thought there were vampires. The Japanese thought there were vampires. The ancient African cultures. The Greeks would have hunting once a year in the hillsides and things, quote, to kill vampires. Every culture thought, because there were crazy people that wanted to kidnap and murder people and drink their blood statistically in a certain percentage of the population. Well, now they just get in control. And if you look at Jeffrey Dahmer, any of these guys, they tell you they were doing it for the devil. Charlie Manson. But then the news never picks that up. And I just keep going back to what we're fighting here. I said I'd take calls. We've had a phone system issue. But I'm going to get back into calls. I used to take calls, used to love calls. When I say first-time callers, I go to callers quickly. We have great calls. When I just kind of give the number out, make you sit there an hour. Folks are away from the phone or whatever, and it's just not good. But I really do want to open the phones up tomorrow at the start of the broadcast, specifically for first-time callers on what do you think 70 days out tomorrow is going to happen in the midterms? Do you have the concern in your gut that I do? Are you upset like I am? Because a lot of the reason I'm upset on air is I've been working 7 days a week, and I'm not mad that we're being deplatformed. I'm mad that they've deplatformed everybody basically now with shadow bans, and it's not a bigger deal. And then conservative sites go, is Trump right that millions are being censored? I mean, get with the program, man. God almighty. I mean, you talk about ne'er-do-well scum over at BuzzFeed that teach people that milk is racist because it's white. And just all the crap these people pull, we shouldn't be ruled by this trash. At the New York Times and CNN that has a will to try to dominate and run our lives. There's a clip right here I want to play. Roger Stone, Trump has to make his move. And I think that's what this all comes down to, is that Trump has to make his move, because they're going to make their move on him in America. And he's got all the cards right now. But in 70 days, he won't have all the cards if they steal that midterm. And all intents and purposes, they're going to try it. So far too many conservatives and patriots are in a coma right now, because they think, oh, Trump got in and the economy's better. And I get Trump wanted to get the economy better to show that he's a faithful president and show that the suppression of the economy was artificial. But this is the real war. And think how far we've come. We've gotten the president to talk about it and take action against Facebook with the Unfair Housing Act. But that's not enough. This is a clear and present danger. hyping up that we're going to be violent to the media and lying about it, that means they're going to do it. And so I'm asking you, what do you think we should do? Are you watching your area? Are you focused? Here's a key clip from Roger Stone boiling it down yesterday.
Even prior to the appointment of Mueller by Rod Rosenstein in this matter, the acting attorney general, he and then White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus put a piece of paper in front of the president for his signature, telling him it was a housekeeping matter which changed the line of succession, the transfer of power at the Justice Department under this president. So after Attorney General Sessions, power then flows to Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein. Then instead of flowing to the Solicitor General, who has always been third in command under previous administrations, it goes to a U.S. attorney in Texas, then a U.S. attorney in D.C., and then a U.S. attorney in North Carolina. Now, not surprisingly, those three individuals are reliable deep state Bush Republicans. So the president may, to clean house in his own Justice Department and to get control of this rogue investigation, which is most interested in the activities of Mr. Cohn, but has no interest in the activities of Hillary Clinton laundering money through a law firm to pay for the fake dossier that is then used as the illegitimate basis for surveillance of the Trump campaign, the president may have to fire four deep into his Justice Department.
Trump has everybody's support now. He must move decisively now.
I could not agree more, because they are moving on his family. The president needs now to nationalize this question. He should fire Mr. Sessions. He should fire Mr. Rosenstein. He should fire as far deep as he needs to get an attorney general who is both loyal and committed to the rule of law. He then needs to discharge Mr. Mueller, because his investigation has been entirely biased and one-sided. He doesn't want to look into the massive corruption of either Obama and Hillary, or their abuse of the process, or their unconstitutional
or his own uranium tarmac meetings.
Well, he's covering up his own crimes in numerous areas. The deep state is making their move. The surging economy bothers them, because they know as the economy gets stronger, it will be much tougher to remove the president.
People get it. And I think that's why the Democrats are so panicked and going to try to steal this election, is because they know that the realignment has happened, my friend. The realignment has happened, and they are totally panicked.
The Democrats don't really want to run on impeachment, because their own polling shows it's a loser.
But they're planning to put enough criminal pressure on Trump's family and associates to push the 25th Amendment. That is the plan announced last Friday on Bill Maher with the traitor Brennan. All right, coming up, ladies and gentlemen, Ali Alexander, always on fire. Then the war room and so much more. Whatever you do, realize we're trying as hard as we can. And we've got a fighting chance to turn this around, but we've got to keep our heads in the game. Thank you all for what you do. Thank you all for your support. Great job, the crew.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome. Last hour of the Alex Jones Show here on Infowars.com. You can't find us anymore on YouTube or on Facebook, but you can find us on Periscope and Infowars.com. And there's the app, the ever-popular app now, on the Android and Apple store. I am Ali Alexander. I will be guest hosting, and we're going to do a deep dive into the Mueller probe. I'm actually going to explain how the Mueller mandate has turned into malicious prosecution. We're going to have a good friend of mine, Ron Coleman. He is the constitutional lawyer who took the Asian band, the Asian rock band, the Slants, all the way to the Supreme Court and won on the issue of free speech. We're going to ask Ron, is my gut right? Is Mueller violating the civil rights of 65 million plus Americans? or is this a conspiracy theory, as our critics will say? And then, you know, it's been a while since we've taken calls. You know, it's always an honor to fill this slot for Alex and his team. And now I've got my team, Cole and Jesse. And so I think that what we'll do is we'll take calls for the second half, the last half of this hour. And I can't wait to talk to y'all about anything that you want to talk about. So we'll be giving that number here shortly. And I want you guys to call in early if you want to reserve your spot, because as we know, whenever Ollie Alexander's on, there's a lot of callers. So let's jump right into it. I want the InfoWars team to first play a video. This is, I call it a memo to the president. The White House is very familiar with my work. I work with them on a number of issues like Silicon Valley censorship. But this video, I don't normally do videos like this, but I put this video out on YouTube and Twitter and Facebook. And we're going to play this 2-minute video of why, you know, what I think, what are 3 steps the president can take right now? So let's roll that.
Mr. President, as one of your supporters who asked for an outside investigation to be given time so that we could root out those who interfered with the 2016 election, I'm disappointed to report I'm dead wrong. Whereas we were supposed to have a counterintelligence investigation that turned independent, now we have a fishing expedition that seeks to accomplish what looks like 2 goals. First, trump up charges against your supporters, and 2, more legitimize a flimsy case for impeachment against the duly elected president, yourself. Mr. President, these are the 3 steps that you can take immediately to ensure our national sovereignty. First, pardon General Flynn. Secondly, once Paul Manafort has been sentenced, commute that sentence. Third, establish a war room and now bring the Mueller investigation back inside the DOJ, where it is traditionally housed, and it can be held accountable to Congress and we the people. After all, Mr. President, you and the Attorney General are no longer implicated with any ties to Russia. There's no question. You 2 officials must unrecuse yourselves and bring the Mueller investigation back inside the DOJ.
Look, I'm serious. I'm dead serious. Pardon General Flynn. He was pursued maliciously. They found charges that had nothing to do with the Russian investigation, nothing to do with collusion, nothing to do with civil rights abuses or nefarious deeds. You know, he didn't report something, and he's alleged to have lied, and it looks like it was actually entrapment. And if it was entrapment, then Jeff Sessions needs to absolutely prosecute those people in the DOJ like Bruce Ohr, Peter Strzok, and other people who entrapped General Flynn. But I want General Flynn pardoned. I want Paul Manafort, who did, you know, violate the law, absolutely. I want him commuted. And then I want Jeff Sessions and Donald Trump to get before the nation on a 9 p.m. address and say, you know, James Comey and Bob Mueller have told us that we are no longer subjects of this investigation. As such, and your duly elected representatives, we're bringing this investigation back in-house. Thank you, Bob Mueller, for doing your job. Thank you so much. I think that that's what the president needs to do. I think that you all on Facebook, on YouTube, on Periscope, on Twitter need to share this message. It's so important that we show the president that we're behind him. It's not going to hurt midterm turnout, that we want our duly elected constitutional republic back. Absolutely. When we come back after the break, we're going to read the Rosenstein memo to Mueller. What is Mueller's mandate? And was it always baked into the cake? We'll be back right after this sponsored ad.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to InfoWars.com. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. I am the guest for the rest of this hour, Ali Alexander. You can find me at twitter.com/ALI, on Patreon, YouTube, Facebook, all of them. But who knows? You know? It's said that once you appear on InfoWars enough, you get banned from social media. So maybe they'll take me out. You know, they don't like black conservatives. They don't like black conservatives with Arab sounding names. And they don't like articulate black conservatives with Arab names. I think we just hit the trifecta and we're going to get banned from social media. But going back to Mueller, look, it is my I wanted the president to give Bob Mueller and the DOJ an opportunity to do whatever they needed to do, assuming that it would not interfere with the next election. But guess what? Labor Day, which happens to be my birthday, is going to be the kickoff for campaign season. And if Mueller is still conducting his investigation, it hangs over the head of the Republican Party this false meme from cable news that we colluded with Russia to steal the election. Now, mind you, and the intelligence community has said that the outcome of the election would not have changed with or without minor interference from several state parties, but all the attention is on Russia. So we know that this didn't change the outcome, but Bob Mueller's investigation could hurt Republican turnout. Principally, it could hurt the Republican suburb soft conservative turnout. What I want to go to is the memo. This memo from Rosenstein to Mueller, which establishes, I call it the Mueller mandate, kind of bakes into it that I was always wrong, that I never should have given Bob Mueller an opportunity, that Donald Trump's first instincts were correct. So let's throw that document up on the air for the viewers to read with us. I'm going to read a very crucial section of this document, okay? So this is subpoint B. This is Rod Rosenstein writing this. He's the acting attorney general because Jeff Sessions had recused himself and he's number two. It says the special counsel is authorized to conduct the investigation confirmed by then FBI Director James B. Comey in testimony before the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence on March 20th, 2017, including, and here are the three subpoints. These are very, very crucial. This is the one everyone knows about. One, any links and or coordination between the Russian government and individuals associated with the campaign of President Donald Trump. So, not everybody, not the Hillary campaign, not the NRA, not anybody else, just the Donald Trump campaign. Now, this seems reasonable. The second point is the point that was baked corruption into the cake. Two, any matters that arose or may arise directly from the investigation. Wow. And we're going to talk with Ron, the constitutional lawyer, of how open of a field that is. And then lastly, any matters within the scope of 28 CFR, et cetera, et cetera. Now, here, think about this. What happens, I'm going to take you back to the OJ trial, okay? I don't want to date myself. I'm not that old. I watched it in elementary. But essentially, look, you polled whites and they said OJ was guilty. You polled blacks and they said OJ was innocent. It actually turns out, if you believe in the rule of law, if you believe we have a legal system and not a justice system, then the blacks were right. OJ was not guilty because the police there acted as a thug unit instead of law enforcers. And when they collected evidence, they collected it improperly. Some would go further and say that they actually planted some of that evidence. And OJ got off because there wasn't enough evidence to convict him beyond a reasonable doubt. So now imagine you go into the OJ trial with this mandate, the Mueller mandate. It says, well, we're going to investigate OJ Simpson for this crime. But if we find anything else, it's going to be admissible and we'll prosecute them. We live in an over-criminalized country. Of course, not everyone dots their I's and crosses their T's. This is why intent matters. And it's absolutely, lawyers get disbarred all the time for malicious prosecution. I want people to Google this term. This isn't a term that we're making up here on InfoWars. This isn't a conspiracy term. This is a tenet inside of common law, inside of the American legal system that says if a prosecutor turns into a thug, we're going to let the guilty off because it is better to live in a world where innocent people aren't prosecuted if we are letting one or two guilty people off. That's the world that we have chosen to construct. That is the legal system we have chosen to corrupt. So it's always been baked into it. Think about it. There aren't collusion charges or meddling charges or criminal conspiracy charges or sedition charges or treason charges against Manafort, Papadopoulos, Flynn. Or even Cohen, this stupid lawyer, this really, really stupid lawyer. If Donald Trump is guilty of anything, it's valuing loyalty over competence, and it's being a little bit of a cheapskate, you know? And so I think that the Mueller mandate has always had baked into it. We're about to bring my friend Ron on a little bit early, but I think that the Mueller mandate has always led to malicious, well, was always going to lead to malicious prosecution. And I was not wise enough to see this last year. But I will tell you, you know, Donald Trump was furious Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve when it became apparent that Bob Mueller who otherwise has conducted himself as a patriot, others would argue. Some would say, well, you got to look at Boston. You got to look at 9/11. You know, the guy doesn't have a stellar record, but the guy has done things that have benefited our country. But it looks like now he hopes to tip the scale. You know, it's the only good cop in town syndrome. Well, what I got to do is punish the Republicans to add balance back into it. And let instead of you, the people, we, the people choosing. So let's bring on my friend, Ron Coleman. Ron Coleman is a constitutional lawyer. He has been there for bloggers, conservatives. He has been there for the Asian rock band, The Slants. He has won time and time again. Ron, how are you doing this Monday?
Pretty good, thanks, Ali. How are you?
You know, I'm excited to be doing InfoWars again. You know, we're not supposed to touch this third rail. So I thought, you know, I'm going to bring my friend Ron down with me. We're all going to suffer together. So I'm really excited. Right.
You know, if we don't hang together, we will most assuredly hang separately. So we may as well get together now.
Yeah. And you know what, Ron? You know, I really want to talk about this Mueller stuff, but free association is important, not in my opinion, not just in, okay, well, I don't believe Alex Jones should be banned. But what if Alex and I agree on something? Why should we not, in that limited context, be able to share a stage, to share a platform? You know, why are we living in this schizophrenic ADHD culture where, you know, you appearing with me means you endorse all of my views?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's almost impossible to live that way. Certainly in terms of the, you know, you have all this nonsense with people wanting to boycott this person because they're an advertiser or they refuse to not be an advertiser. The world is immensely interconnected and complex today. And the suggestion that everyone who does anything in cooperation with anyone else must be endorsing everything about that person is merely branding. It's manipulation. No one really believes it. And what's happening is that everyone who is playing that game is finding themselves very quickly to get bitten in the rear end by it. It's an impossible way to go. And on the internet,
you're absolutely right.
You know, and it's transparent. I mean, you can see, but I'm saying who people are is transparent. And people form coalitions. And in a time when, you know, you have this everything happening, communications and memes and concepts and threads occurring in real time constantly, coalitions build and fall apart in real time as well. Nothing wrong with it. But you and I agree on absolutely everything anyway, so no issue.
Yeah, you and I are fine. You and I are fine. You know, but who knows? Maybe we'll get kicked off social media. You know, we've got a minute and 10 before we reach the break. So what I want people to do is, Ron, you have been in the trenches of the free speech fight and of the right of center fight, you know, for decades. So brag on yourself a little bit so I don't have to, because I can do it privately. But here we are. We got a couple million listeners. Ron, who is Ron Coleman and why did I bring him on to talk about civil rights?
Well, I'm really a commercial litigator. Most of my work is really very ordinary. You see, look, stacks of papers, discovery disputes, trademark cases. But I've been involved on the rights of online free speech. It started out with defending bloggers against stakeholders like the New York Times, who were trying to shut them down. You got on the screen there, my Likelihood of Confusion blog, which is about trademark and intellectual property use on the internet and free speech. I've gotten involved in a lot of stuff. I ended up among those stuffs that I was involved in was the Slants.
Case
went up to the Supreme Court.
Pause there. After this break, we're going to talk about the Slants. We're going to talk about civil rights. We're going to talk about what you've done. You blog yourself. I can't wait. After the break, we got Ron Coleman to talk about the Mueller investigation and civil rights.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back. I hope you're having a productive, happy, and successful Monday. This is Ollie Alexander. I'm filling in for Alex Jones during this last hour. We can't wait to take your calls. So here's the number that you want to write down. Let me make sure that I have this number correct. 877-789-2539. That number again, if you want to call during that, we're going to do a half hour of calls. And I'm actually going to keep Ron on with me and we'll answer any calls that you have about America's growing civil strife, the Mueller investigation, civil rights, the Cohen stuff, the Manafort stuff. So that number again is 877-789-ALEX, so 2539. And you guys can sit on hold until we take your calls here at the half hour mark. But for the next 8 minutes, I'm going to talk again to my friend, Ron Coleman, the successful constitutional lawyer behind The Slants, also does a lot of corporate litigation.
Litigation, trademark litigation, internet related, technology related.
All the cool stuff. All the cool stuff. So, Ron, I was for the Mueller investigation because I wanted this country to come together, even at the expense of the party's favorability rating. You know, I'm a Republican. And I thought, okay, well, it's going to extend this false rumor that Donald Trump was colluding with Russia, but we would get over it by the midterms. And all of my conspiracy nut friends were like, no, 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 this is a bad thing. They're looking more correct than incorrect now. Would you define for the, you know, I want to get your opinion on the Mueller investigation, but as a lawyer, because I'm not one, my mother is, but I'm not a lawyer. What is malicious prosecution? What is the Bar Association? And what standards are lawyers and members of the court held to?
Oh, gosh. Any one of those would be more than adequate for an 8 minute long answer. I mean, malicious prosecution is really a tort concept. Mm-hmm. It is something that you may as well forget about. It's not an issue. I mean, to the extent that you're using it as a way to stand in for, can I go after prosecutors for unfairly, wrongly, fraudulently, frivolously prosecuting me? The answer is, it's virtually impossible. The extent to which the courts have stood by the concept of prosecutorial discretion and beyond mm-hmm. that, absolute non-liability for anyone from investigators through prosecutors through, of course, judges. That's not going anywhere. That's not going to change. The best a citizen can hope for, or in the case of the President Trump or anyone else who's in the crosshairs of a coordinated, multifaceted political hit investigation like this can hope for, is for it to be over and to, you know, I mean, basically consider the Ken Starr investigation. And I think that's what everybody had in mind who said, you know, look what happened there. It didn't end up going so great for the Republicans. Yeah. It didn't really end up doing Bill Clinton any favors, but it was an out of control situation. I mean, the sort of broad discretion that's given to special prosecutors, it's problematic for a lot of reasons. And you know, we're seeing what a lot of them are here. I mean, you have people on all the time. You don't have to be a lawyer to see what the problems are. Certainly, from the point of view, you asked me about bar associations. I mean, I think what you were basically referring to is what are the ethical obligations of an attorney with respect to, especially a prosecuting attorney. And there are special canons that govern the obligations and the duties of a prosecuting attorney, whether it's for a state, a county, well, state and the counties are essentially the same level of jurisdiction, or mm-hmm. a federal prosecutor. And ask anyone who practices criminal law, which I don't, but not too many of them are particularly comforted by the existence of these canons. It's extremely unusual for prosecutors to even be disciplined, much less held responsible either under civil or criminal law for misconduct as a prosecutor.
Yeah, and I want to translate this for the viewers. What Ron is essentially saying is, like, you know, Ali, your principles behind, you know, believing that these people have been targeted for political persecution and malicious persecution may be valid in some spirit of the law, but in any sense, we're never going to get this prosecuted. And he's absolutely right. We have a political problem right now. And this is why we have elected officials. The president or Jeff Sessions have to step in because we need broad judicial reform. When a prosecutor, you know, the black community has the same argument for police who end up not getting charged. You know, first they have to fight for an investigation. So black people get in the streets, rightfully so, I believe, to get an investigation started, to get charges brought against police officers who shoot people, and then let a jury decide. I think that that's what makes the legal system great. If a jury wants to convict a cop, then let them. If they want to let a cop off, then don't. But for the sake of the broader system, for the sake that we're not having the haves and the have-nots, you know, some badge makes you you know, it gives you the ability to form some legalized gang, I think is very dangerous for the system. But I think you're right. You know, politically speaking, that's the only route is Jeff Sessions has to step in and say, you know, I'm not the target of this investigation. I've clearly demonstrated that I'm not on the president's side. The rule of law is being threatened. and I'm under, you know, can someone unrecuse themselves?
I would think that a person could, especially when the, in the case of the attorney general, he recused himself in connection with a specific question, a specific investigation that was resolved. But as you point out, Ali, it's really a political question. It's not a constitutional or even strictly speaking a legal question. And I think that both President Trump and the attorney general at this point could see themselves quite understandably as hemmed in politically. There's this, I mean, gosh, you know, you're too young to remember it, but I was a kid myself during Watergate. The sense that Nixon had crossed a Rubicon when he fired Archibald Cox has had this really, you know, there's this cultural resonance about Watergate, which is, you know, preposterous because it's used so casually and so recklessly. But there is this sense
almost like
that,
it's a legal standard, almost like it's a legal precedent that you know, you can't fire the attorney general or you can't talk to anyone in the DOJ because they're independent. It's like, well, the Constitution puts this in the executive branch.
Well, then, I mean, it's amazing how much, and the people with blue checks, you know, and not just like me, but people who really you'd think know better and don't seem to have the basic civics, then again, civics I think isn't really taught in high schools anymore, but basic concepts about the branches of government and who has responsibility for what. And on the other side of the scale, people have to recognize that impeachment is also is a political process. Mm-hmm. So if, you know, we can fight all day about what constitute high crimes and misdemeanors, we can also be confident the Supreme Court will not decide that for us. It will be decided by the House and the Senate if it ever gets to that point with regard to any president. So that is the, you know, the president, in theory, and certainly technically speaking as a constitutional legal matter, can manage this process. It's a political matter. It's almost impossible to manage it once it gets started. But, you know, he really had a Hobson choice. If he didn't appoint a special prosecutor, then he would have been accused of hiding something. And now we see the Southern District of New York seems to be acting like it. And it just anyway, so look.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, right after the break, we're going to take your calls, 877-789-2539. Ron and I are going to be on the line to take any of your calls about the civil strife and the Mueller investigation.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
I remember when. Welcome back. We're in the last half hour of the Alex Jones Show here on Infowars.com. My friend, a great lawyer, Ron Coleman, is on with me, and I'm Ali Alexander. You can find us both on Twitter. You can find me by Ali. You can't find Ron by Ron, but you can find him at Ron Coleman. And it's a great follow because Ron's not just a lawyer. He's not just a lawyer who defends bloggers. He's also a lawyer who has blogged. And we're going to be answering your questions for the next half hour. Does that sound fun, Ron?
Yes, it's a lot more fun than work. That's why I'm doing it.
Yeah, I bet your partners are like, what are you doing? Let's do James from North Carolina. James from North Carolina saw a tweet that he liked and he wants to talk about it. James, what's up? What's the tweet?
It's the one he said, as of August 21, 2018, everyone needs Bitcoin, pistol, ammo, gas, reliable food, water, bulk up and stretch, fatty don't run well, and read philosophy in the Bible for the choices we're going to have to be making. And the Twitter censorship, they're taking away our free speech. They're silencing our free speech. To that, we need to protest peacefully. Go to Twitter, social media headquarters, get megaphones, and tell them we're not going to be censored and silenced. But then they're going beyond taking away our free speech, and they're trying to take away our right to choose our own leader. And they're taking away, they're revoking our vote because we took a revolution in 2016. We revoked corrupt politicians like Hillary Clinton, and we said we need somebody that's going to fix this country and put these corrupt politicians in prison where they belong. And then we had this corrupt coup where it was a seditious conspiracy to overthrow him. So what's going to happen if they move forward on Trump? There's going to be a revolution. There's going to be a bloody revolution, and they're all going to pay.
Which we want to avoid. I mean, we all lose. Let me interrupt you, James. Thanks for calling in, James. I think we all lose in a civil war. I think that people who believe in the principles of free speech, in chilling censorship, in wanting prosecutors that go after people for the right reasons and not the wrong reasons and turn it into a fishing expedition, want peace. We want to avoid that stuff. But there's nothing wrong with preparing for worst case outcomes. You know, Ron, you know, you're a man of the times and a well-read man, so a man of all time. You know, what are you, I mean, haven't you seen kind of the texture of America change for the worse? And what is up with the media calling the right violent when it's Antifa out here? They're the ones shooting Steve Scalise. They're the ones in these bullying gangs. They're the people who are violent. Even the shooter yesterday was a Trump hater who lost a video game and went on a shooting spree. Like, I'm very, very concerned that real reality and the reality that we see on mainstream media is not real. And I'm scared that we're moving closer and closer to a civil war.
Well, you know, Ali, it's not just the media. The public sense of the factual world in which we live in, the empirical universe of facts, has really become siloed into areas where there's virtually no agreement over some of the things that everyone took for granted once. The scientific method, the number of genders or sexes of human beings, what words mean, what the roles of what judges are as opposed to what the roles of legislatures are. You have police departments that have acculturated themselves to not enforcing the law in some of the most violent situations. Where, I mean, what's the fundamental premise of any civilization is that you start out being able to expect physical safety. You give up a certain amount of liberty for a modicum of physical safety. And, you know, we have major metropolitan police departments that are absolutely announcing that they're not part of that deal anymore. They're going to retain the liberty that you've given up. In other words, their portion of your liberty, but not protect you. We're dealing in a world where people don't even understand, a world that people don't even understand in ways that are so fundamental. And you say, boy, you know, Ron, I don't want to put it in those words, but what you're saying is, Ron, you're an old guy. We don't have too many old bull guys, you know, on InfoWars. Yeah, and let me tell you, you don't have to go back to when I was a kid. I think we're both old enough to know that things have really run off the rails over the last several years.
Yeah.
I have argued several times via Twitter that I really believe a decision was made, again, not sitting in a conference room around at the table, but that collectively speaking, in terms of consciousness and in terms of preparation, a decision was made by certain very important and powerful elite groups.
Yep.
That several things that happened 10, 15 years ago were never going to happen again. Clinton's humiliation, where the press went after a Democrat, a popular Democrat, a Democrat that I voted for. He was seen as a centrist and someone actually who had, you know, offered something different. That was never
in the wake
happen.
Of HW's lies too. In the wake of HW lying to the right.
That's right. Exactly. Well, precisely. And that was what drove me in that direction. A decision was made. We don't go after no more enemies to the left. We will not go after the press. Will not go after Democrat leaders. And secondly, a decision was made. We're not losing another election. And a lot of the stuff that's coming up now about the absolutely mortifying lack of respect for the rule of law that took place in the previous administration was part of the emplacement of systems and personnel and policies and approaches to managing the government that was proprietary in the sense that Democrats own the government now.
Yep.
We can't win elections anymore, so we're going to depend on non-elected institutions, you know, parts of government that are not elected.
We have to really think about it. Academia is 90-something% a Democrat versus Republican when you compare their donations, their federal.
Well, that's because all smart people are liberals. Well, Ali, come on, you've seen those studies, right? Come on,
right. And then it's not just academia, but then it's media, and then what you're talking about is exactly what I was talking to my intern about last night, and that's that government workers, these bureaucrats, these people who are in government now, it's a culture of left. And it's not liberalism or progressivism per se. It's not a philosophy that they're touting. It's our team wins. The other team is only allowed to win, you know, and on a very limited basis, congressional, but certainly not the White House. And they're certainly not allowed to govern any of the agencies. And this is why you've seen these holdovers do absolutely maddening stuff. The Supreme Court sided with the Trump administration, not Sally Yates. And you didn't have a media to say, oh, wait, the whole reason she protested and resigned was wrong. She was wrong. The state of Washington was wrong. The state of Hawaii was wrong. Legally speaking, she was unqualified to make the decision she made.
There's no accountability. It's impossible to fire almost any government worker, certainly a federal employee. I can't even at this point. It seems that every extreme has already been breached. So I don't even know what it would look like in order to actually. I mean, think of the people who are on this in the Department of Justice, still collecting salaries. It's unbelievable. And you mentioned academia. I don't think there's any single, you know, and I spent 7 years in higher education. I don't think there's anything worse right now than what's going on in the universities. Mm. It is by far, I mean, the ability to, the critical thinking is, and the ideal of, you know, radical chic. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you, Ali. I think, you know, I hope this isn't the last episode of this program that you know, that's ever aired, but I wouldn't be shocked if it were.
I wouldn't either. The hour is 11:56, and I'm really scared of the run-up to the midterms, and I'm even more scared for the result, and it's not about my party winning or losing. It's we are fundamentally approaching a couple of scenarios, you know, where the House Democrats now are locked into impeachment, and Senate hearings are really quick, so you have half the country that feels deprived of the rule of law, or we go before the Supreme Court to rule whether or not you can indict a sitting president or not. I don't know. Things are getting really scary. After the break, we're going to bring on Billy to talk about Twitter and shadow banning. I know that Ron has a lot of views on this matter, too. So right after the break, we will get to Twitter, shadow banning, speech, civil strife. You're listening to InfoWars.com. Welcome back. It's Monday, but boy, it feels like hump day. It feels like Wednesday. So much high energy here on InfoWars.com, and I'm joined by my high energy lawyer, Ron Coleman, and we're taking some questions. We're going to talk about an issue that we both are passionate about. We're both passionate about speech in general, both free speech on the governmental and legal end, and speech as it relates to, you know, corporations and practicality. So let's talk to Billy in Florida. Hey.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right, great. Thank you for taking my call. You know, one of the issues that I feel the most strongly about is this shadow ban campaign that's affected people that use Twitter like myself. I use the Twitter handle Red River Report, and I'm a very big pro-Trump supporter, and I believe in the freedom of speech that our forefathers gifted us with in this nation. And the way I see it is that by shadow banning the people that elected Donald Trump, they are effectively, they're striking us right in the stomach against our ability to propagate our message against for pro-life, for border security, for the wall, for everything that we stand for. They are one-shot striking us all down. I'm talking millions have been affected by this. They're blanket silencing us. And if the president doesn't make this his campaign focus moving into the elections, I'm afraid we're going to be just forgotten and lost because we effectively can't even communicate back and defend ourselves. We have been silenced. So what is the way forward to reach the president to let him know that Americans, like your voters, we need your help on this. We can't fight back. I have 9,000 followers, and I'm only getting around 40 interactions per tweet.
Mm. So, Ron, what do you think? Because, I mean, there is what's interesting is I predicted this. I predicted that it would be less about the constitutional argument for free speech and more about, you know, social, cultural and corporate speech. What do you think? You know, the movement as a whole is moving towards regulation. It is. I am. I know I have. And I was very reluctant, you know, a year ago, even several months ago. And now I'm like, you know, this is the world that we live in, and I don't think I'm changing my principles. What would you say to conservatives out there and this administration?
Well, I mean, I think content regulation is a non-starter. In fact, some people have suggested that the whole thing, the big conspiracy, to, you know, shadow banning and everything, is actually part of a left-wing plot to get the right wing to be in favor of government censorship or government regulation of content. Then the people who really know how to take over government come in and shut us down once and for all. I think that's a little bit out there, but I do think there are two approaches that are not getting the kind of attention from the White House that I would like to think they were, which is a very polite way of saying they're being ignored, as far as I can tell. one is, and you and I have discussed this going back to the period of the Gab litigation. I don't understand why there is no serious talk about at least looking at platforms like Twitter and resources like Google from a monopoly perspective. And I know that we've come a very long way in terms of the development of antitrust law, but either it's on the books or it's not. And if it is, we should be looking. There are very respected academic voices who think that from a monopoly and anti-competitiveness point of view, and if you take a look at the sort of things that are going on, the extent to which Google acquires potentially competitive technology, and the relationship among these platforms, someone should be taking a look at it. If someone is, it's a secret to me, and it shouldn't be a secret to anyone. Another issue that I'm surprised that the president or his allies have not taken up is that a lot of what we're seeing, even if you want to give the greatest possible benefit of the doubt to the people who run these platforms and who are responsible for the silencing that our caller quite accurately described, giving them the benefit of the doubt to some extent, there's no question that they are responding to legal concerns and legal requirements that have been placed on them by foreign governments.
Yep.
And I have researched this extensively, and it's pretty clear that there is no doctrine right now under First Amendment law that says the First Amendment has anything to say about how a foreign government tells a private actor how to conduct itself. But it's something we should be talking about, because that doesn't have to be the case. If the Europeans can censor American expression, which they can do and are doing.
They are doing, absolutely.
No question about it. Europeans and others around the world, including China, then we as a nation, especially the nation that brought the First Amendment into the world, ought to be thinking about what is the appropriate policy, legal, technological response to that. Regulatory response. That's not happening. And the reason it shouldn't be and can't be. I don't know why the president has been absent on this, but it's a great opportunity.
Yeah, we got to make our voices known on this issue. Ron, I want to thank you for joining me for this past half hour. So where can people find you and your work and, you know, your pithy thoughts?
Well, some are pithier than others. I mean, as you know, I have a blog. It's called likelihoodofconfusion.com. It's mostly of interest to people who are interested in trademarks and branding and copyright. It sometimes people are amused by it, even if they don't follow all the legal issues. But if in doubt, you can default to my Twitter handle, at Ron Coleman, with an E, R-O-N-C-O-L-E-M-A-N. Take it or leave it. Some people like it. Block.
Yeah. We'll have to have you back. Yeah, I was going to say, we have to have you back again, assuming you have that Twitter handle forever. People absolutely need to follow Ron Coleman on Twitter. Thanks for joining me, my friend.
Excellent. Always a pleasure. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you. There is a caller who's been on the line for a while, so I want to talk about, I thought this would be a good way to kind of end the show. Jacob from Wisconsin wants to talk about the midterms. Jacob, thanks for holding for 32 minutes. You're a trooper.
Thank you very much. You hear me all right?
Yes, sir.
Basically, I think you guys hit it right on the nail on the head. From Sessions and Trump, from a constitutional perspective, basically are impeded, really, with the... They could theoretically fire everyone if they wanted to, but I think the midterms are very, very important for this this year. It's kind of like a battle of dreams. Like, we have one dream where we want to respect the Constitution, the Republic, and we want to uphold the rule of law, and if we lose the midterms, then that might be trumpet on. And also, they've kind of overreached this year, I feel like. They've been censoring everyone with their shadow banning, and now completely banning InfoWars. And I think they're just really exposed right now, because You know, we got the defamation lawsuits and antitrust laws coming in. And I think they're really betting on winning these midterms, through any means. So I would like your opinions on that.
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. If the people do not understand how close we are. I say it's 11:56, you know, on the doomsday clock, is if the Democrats win the House, they have to impeach Trump now, because Michael Cohen has asserted that there was criminal conspiracy. So it's no longer a policy debate. We don't like Trump because of XYZ. They are alleging that he committed criminal conspiracy. Okay, so this will lead to an impeachment. Mitch McConnell, which he'll keep the Senate, the Republicans will keep the Senate, aren't going to let that last. So that provides two parallel realities for Republicans and Democrats that's more stark than it is now. Worse, Silicon Valley has put itself in an all-in position. They are ready for regulation. If we push back against them, they're ready for it. They'll accept it. It's no spilled milk. But if Democrats win and regulation cannot make it through Congress because two different parties have two different chambers, then Silicon Valley will be able to determine the 2020 election. And we cannot allow this. People, this is all a political problem right now. There is a famous Prussian military theorist who said politics is war by other means. And I think we really need to study this. We really need to understand that, you know, economics is the transfer of goods. Well, that's only ever happened through conflict and force, or people engaging in a relationship as either equals or acknowledged some mutual benefit relationship. It's called a social contract. That's what Ron Coleman was talking about, is you give up a little liberty for the guarantee of a modicum of safety. But now when you have police departments that won't arrest Antifa, prosecutors who won't prosecute Antifa, we have now given up our liberty and we have not gotten that security back. Worse, they tell us they need more of our liberties. So the doomsday clock is 11:56. You're watching Infowars.com because y'all understand that. The reason why Alex has so many people standing with him, people like myself coming on here, is because we have to protect those first principles. Freedom of speech, freedom of association, freedom of thought, the social contract, peaceful governing, you know, and being against malicious prosecution and for the more civilized version that we've constructed as Americans and we've exported around the world. It's always an honor. It's always a pleasure. Visit the InfoWarsStore.com to support this network. And as always, I'm Ali Alexander. You can find me at twitter.com/Ali. And it's been a pleasure to fill in for this hour.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.